we are back.
Yeah.
You are listening to Davinson.
What?
Growl. That's a good growl.
Yeah. Well, when you bite, you need to growl, Joe. Yeah, thank you guys for hanging out. We know we had some tech issues earlier on in the evening, but we are working fine now. The number to call in, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You guys can listen on davinsden.com or one of our many great affiliates, both on your portable device or at your computer, however you wish. Just had a lot of spite talk, which was appropriate for tonight. And then Trucker Tom.
Yeah.
With the clean sweep. This is a man who gets many a victory because, quite frankly, he has a lot of free time in his truck.
Yeah.
Swept God or lover.
Yes.
He just had a good feel for this tonight.
So
he really did.
Tom will get a new Surf Easy. So, speaking of Surf Easy.
Yes.
Scambusters is brought to you by Surf Easy.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and privacy. And to learn more, go to surfeasy.com. This is the portion of the show where we like to turn our attention to those little rascals in countries, ours and others, that like to screw the unsuspecting person, like to fool them, to scam them, if you will. And this is where we try to shed some light on those such people. We call this segment Scambusters, and of course this is sponsored by Surf Easy. So here's the song that Joe made when he didn't have to do it in less than 24 hours.
Busters.
Yeah, we're not doing extended play tonight. We're not getting the full 5 minutes that song deserves.
Yes.
But, yeah, Scambusters. Now, well, last week we've been dealing with Ann Jackson. We've been dealing with her for quite some time.
Yes.
We're trying to figure out, I think we have kind of figured it out at this point.
Mm.
Well, we haven't figured it out. The question is she actually actively helping scammers?
Right.
Or is she a scam victim?
Well, you should qualify that by saying, is she actively helping scammers knowingly?
Yes. Is she knowingly feeding
yes.
people to scammers? And as we recall, it was either last week or the week before, she said that she was going to be recruiting some women to hook up with one of her military friends, who, of course, is a scammer. Going to be sending some of her female friends to him because he's looking for marriage. And who else? And when you're an American soldier, who else would you go to for marriage than a Japanese woman living in Japan?
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah. And, of course, last week, Anne told us how she felt things should be run and how the authorities need to do certain things to better explain. And she had some valid points and some points that were not as valid. So we'll pick
one. That's a nice way to put it.
So a lot of the people have swung their opinion on this. A lot of people think that she's a victim and doesn't know what she's doing.
Mm.
Of course, this is a woman that a lot of people, before we got involved, and actually before it was brought to our attention, was held in great high esteem. And then
right. She
kind of plummeted down, and they asked us to look into it. So that's what we're doing. So this is the conversation. I have that sound effect if you want. So this is the conversation I had with her February 15th. Mr. Davin, which is the way I would like you both to
address.
I knew that was coming. Second I heard
now
that.
Now we're going to address it with another Asian name. Fuck you.
Okay.
Sensei Rosenblatt just doesn't roll off the tongue.
I didn't ask
the way
for sensei. I asked for mister.
Oh, okay.
I am a mister, sister. The truth I must expose. Well, thank goodness. Cause
something is being exposed in front of
about
us.
About time.
What happened to me and what I see through. So this is her perspective. I do not read your mails because I'm so busy and tired. So I send these emails and I merely amuse myself.
Wait a minute.
It's like when I tell you.
I thought you were used to getting that from me and Joe.
Joe, make sure you forward Pippa the thing in accent. Oh, yeah, get right on it next week.
Oh, damn.
Guilty as charged.
Have you been working with Ann Jackson?
No.
No, because I would be coming up with reasons I didn't get to it. Instead
That's
of,
true.
Instead of saying I screwed up.
No, the FBI told you not to do
yeah.
Joe. She goes, I'll read it, and when I have time, I CC to these. Remember, I've told her not to put these people, these scammers, don't let them know all of our emails. She goes, I CC to those effing people, except she didn't say effing, people, because they do not take the responsibility or reply to the real victims. I am not sure if they reply to the victims. So she doesn't know if they're helping the victims.
Right.
The funds in UK, my true case. Then she gives me a link of a YouTube video which she created in which she called them all scammers. That was it. She called them all scammers and their emails, addresses, and put this, don't send money to these people. Your IC3 Browns, your Parker Greens, your James.
She said not to send money to them.
Yeah. So that's good.
That's good.
So this is what she writes. Soldier Miller sent message to me, and he told me that the funds were released to Jennifer, Soldier Green's daughter. Why they have different names, I don't know. Jennifer went to the bank to see the funds to be released to her, and she told me that the bank would release the funds to her if the bank account is reactivated, so she told me to send her money. So apparently this 19-year-old girl of this soldier is doing Ann Jackson's banking for her.
Oh, that's nice.
After paying the fees to reactivate the account. Now, do you guys know, are there ever fees to reactivate an account?
A bank account? Yeah. You know, the way banks are raping people these days, I wouldn't be shocked. But I've never seen it.
Yeah, I'm banks pull fast ones.
Yeah.
Try to screw you over.
Well, then you agree with Ann.
Yeah.
Well, the benefit of the doubt is there.
The bank asked the fees for stamp duty. This is what Jennifer told me. She told me everything is in order. The bank asked the fees for the stamp duty, which is $1,250. That's quite the fee.
Now, that's,
U.S.
That's a problem. That's a problem. Yeah. Basically, if the fee was, let's say,
$50.
$50.
Yes.
$25.
Yeah, $25.
Yeah, I mean, like, bank fees are usually, like, even if they were crazy and they said $100, and you better raise your little ears up at that, but it's like
$1,250. What was it, Dav? $1,250?
$1,250 US.
To reactivate an account?
That's
bullshit.
Open a new account. Who would do this?
Ann.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, for clarifying.
Thank you.
She continues, when I asked her, what I asked her is to confirm details with the bank.
Mm-hmm.
She told me that the bank would release the funds to her after paying the fees for the stamp duty. I asked her if there's another payment. I cannot afford to pay for the fees anymore because I want to help the victim. She did not confirm this. So you got to ask yourself, why are you having this girl handling your bank account? You've never met this person. Why is she doing your banking? I mean, we've known each other forever. I've never asked her to do my banking.
Did she sent the money?
Yeah, Joe.
And how much... tally, do you think she's in?
We'll get to that later on.
Okay.
We'll get there.
All right, it's fine.
A long and winding road.
That's fine.
Can I have your PIN number?
Absolutely. 8675 huddle a huddle a hoo. This is her excuse after she told me she did confirm with the bank, RBS, which is a real bank. After paying for the stamp duty fee, she asked me to pay for the tax, for the 2014 taxes. I did ask her if she did confirm with the bank. She said yes. And the bank teller does not know there is another payment called 2014, which is $950.
Oh,
and she named the she named the bank.
Mm-hmm.
RBS, maybe that's the Royal Bank of Scotland, I'm thinking.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. I think you should just drop the R.
No, why don't you call the Royal... Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Oh, there you go.
Atta girl.
Atta girl.
Thanks for the pat on the back.
Pip had her moment, and then Joe had to give her like the little patronizing pat on the head.
Like,
you stole her thunder. You are a douche.
No, I didn't say it like that.
No,
you did.
It was nice.
No, wrong. Wrong was
jokes
not.
Have died.
No. But why can't she? Why wouldn't you call the bank and ask them, what are the fees for this? What are the fees for that?
Really?
I don't know.
But it's you can't make videos. You can't say you're an expert on something. You can't say where something so much so as that way. You get a $1,250 fee, followed up by a $900 fee. First thing you do is go, I'm not believing this woman. I'm calling the bank myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
She goes, I do not pay for it anymore. She asked me to send the money to her for the 2014 taxes. This is happening in 2013, so I don't really understand. After paying some fees for the tax 2014, she suddenly disappeared. I sent mail to her asking what is going on. She told me she got hit by a car and she lost the money.
Sorry. I'm just picturing
that a tragedy happened to a young girl and you two vultures just jump right on this and not even laugh. Guffaw. What pieces of dreck. Human garbage you two are. How dare you!
Can't even deny it. Joe, did you not get a picture of this girl walking across the street carrying this bundle of money? Boom! And the money goes flying up in the air! Thank you!
I'm sure it was in a brown bag with a dollar sign on the back.
I got hit by a car and lost the
money. Lost the money. Boom! Wow, dollars! Yeah, what do they say? It's raining... $6 or something?
Think about it, that this Ann Jackson is so gullible that this girl could come with such a bullshit excuse. And, well, you wouldn't even think of, oh, I wouldn't even think of saying that. No, she did.
Yeah. Stupid.
She goes, and she lost the money I sent her, but she kept the money that her friend gave her. Well, that's good.
Isn't that sweet?
It was in a different bank.
And safe from motor vehicles.
Here are the conclusions.
We haven't drawn them already?
We have.
Yeah.
It is not, first, number one, they're numbered. I'll tell you what, she don't know shit, but she's very organized. She could be hired as a secretary. I shouldn't say she doesn't know shit. It appears that she doesn't know shit.
Yes.
Allegedly, she doesn't know shit.
Yeah, that's a nice way to cover it.
Sure.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. She goes, it's not easy to get the funds out because the bank also will scam the people saying the funds will release to you. Again, she's got this thing, the bank. Everybody's trying to screw you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I paid the fees, but the bank asked me to pay for another payment. It is never ending.
Of course it's not! You're being scammed, stupid! Call the bank! Call the fucking bank!
Jennifer is 19, and the way she did it is like a scammer.
You think?
That's odd.
I just woke up.
I cannot.
Nice nap?
Weeky, weeky. I cannot believe she told me she did confirm it. Then she said the bank teller's mistake. So they're either trying to screw you or they're incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
Much like this show. Brown Cotton and Soldier Miller. Brown Cotton's the FBI. And Soldier Miller is the U.S. Army. He's got a lot of free time on his hands. Lies saying that I made Jennifer go to Scotland. I got info from them. They are liars, and they never take responsibility for what they said.
What about Jennifer?
I don't know.
Even you're perplexed.
This is like, oh, whatever at this point.
I'm not even close to being done with this, unfortunately. She goes, if you do not have enough money, please do not open the case file, even Interpol and FBI. Freeze the criminals' bank accounts. I don't know how the Interpol and FBI can just freeze criminals' bank accounts.
They pay $1,250.
Thank you.
Like
you,
that. Snap of the fingers.
They will inform you that they bust the criminals and they want to send money back to you, but you need to pay for another fees called funds transfer.
Well, of course you do.
Whereas Western Union calls it cost of business.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, these funds are granted by the government after the high court judgment. Again, we don't know what government, we don't know what high court.
Yeah.
They will open the non-residential bank account.
Oh, what's that crap?
I guess because you don't live there and the funds are someplace else, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
Then they will inform the victims to pay the fees for funds transfer, which is about 5 to 10% from the total amount you lose. So you lost money, we're going to take a little bit of that. After this, I do not know if there is another payment.
Another payment.
Don't worry, there will be.
Yeah,
you know
yes.
What?
In her, rest easy. It.
In her head, I guess it all makes sense.
I guess.
She goes, what I see through is that Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr do not take any responsibility after one victim paid the fees for opening the case file. She was not able to pay the fees for the funds transfer. I am not sure if Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr contacted the victims again. Oh, I'm sure there was contact. She goes, I have one question in mind. Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr asked the victims to send details to them, the scammers, mail address, and how much they lose. Do Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr really help the victims? If the victims cannot pay for the fees, will they help the victims? Well, now at least she's asking logical questions.
Yeah, that was actually a good one.
Welcome to the game, Ann. See how long you stick around.
But why is she asking questions she should be asking herself?
I know.
No, I think she's thinking out loud and wants me to ask these questions. I think she thinks she's uncovering this mystery.
She should be thinking, why aren't I calling the Royal Bank of Scotland and start questioning them on these fees that I'm being told I have to pay?
Exorbitant fees.
And when the Royal Bank of Scotland
fees.
Goes, you're being screwed less, then she may get a change of heart here.
That was nice.
She goes, I'm waiting for the result for my UK funds. I paid over $1,500 for this stupid funds.
You did?
I don't think it's the funds that are stupid. Anyway, she goes, I did not see anything. Brown Cotton threatened me, and Eric Bohr does not reply, so I made the video. The video that I was telling you guys about. It's on YouTube. Of course, I will post them everywhere. I also want to submit it to Interpol and FBI again. Even they helped me before, and there was no result. I do not see the funds, but only fucking idiot documents. Well, yeah, that's what scammers do.
Yeah.
They send you documents that appear real. You never get the funds.
Of course not.
You get paper. Which, you know, money is made out of paper, just not the type you need.
It's not got the right presence on it.
We touched on this before. There was a couple of things when I was joining that so-called band, okay?
Well, I think they're a band, Joe.
Well,
you just happen to be a victim.
Yes, a victim, right?
Yes.
But when I was, you know, naming things, like, well, this is that, Davin would go and research it.
Yeah.
You know, while they're saying it, while I research, if they're naming institutions and they're naming fee. you're so intuitive to all this other stuff. Why aren't you looking at blatant stuff?
Yeah.
The
you're
Royal,
right.
You know, RBS is looking for, this sounds fishy. Instead of asking Jennifer, call the bank.
I think that there's a little voice inside people, I'll say particularly women, that...
Ah, women, you bitches.
I know. No, but that think that, oh, it wouldn't be nice for me to go and, like, ask after they said it so.
I think it might be her being afraid to face the cold reality that she's being scammed again, and she has this faint glimmer of hope that this is all true. And I think that if she does reach out and find out from these...
No, it's a very real hope that this is... And this is what victims have.
Yeah.
This is why it's called a reload scam. Because these are desperate people where chances are you're not going to get satisfaction from your government, whether it be the FBI or whatever country you live in. Chances are you're not going to get the funds back. Some people do, but the vast majority don't. So these are desperate people. So you're waving that carrot, the hope.
Yeah. And well, you know, Strawberry in the chat says... You have to research it for yourself. And Anne says, this is the same as people clicking on links without going to the official page of something.
I know,
I see what you're saying. Like, there's some redirect, some sneaky hacker redirect.
Yes,
and you go to a site that looks like the site that you're looking for. But you notice also that it's not secure. It doesn't have the little lock and everything.
Right.
So you're
And people fall prey to that.
Yeah, you give up your whole world to that site.
We've discussed that.
Wasn't real.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. She goes, I am mad. I am telling the truth. Now, remember, this is somebody that was held up as somebody who knew what she was doing, and now she has some people in the anti-scam community who are accusing her of things. So I understand her being mad.
Yes.
I understand her saying I'm telling the truth.
Yes.
She goes, I post them on anti-scam site, and I also ask the anti-scam sites to post them too.
Yes.
I really don't know how that was received. I did see some things, not on the Facebook sites, on some websites. That I believe are hers, but
Now a lot of the anti-scam sites, I don't know if they're contacting her, saying the same things we are. Have you researched this? Have you looked at this?
Yeah.
Some people tried to warn her before we got involved.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how receptive. There was at least one,
right,
who tried. I don't know how receptive she was. It appears I have gotten further than most with her. But, yeah, there were some people who, tried to go, woman, what are you doing here? This isn't right. But, you know, she's kind of stubborn. Kind of thinks she knows. We've discussed this before. She has this hubris about her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where she, this pride, where she thinks she's right and the authorities are idiots and the government's idiots and the bank's idiots and these anti-scammers are idiots. Everybody's an idiot but her.
Mr. Helix is always sad.
Get me out of this marriage. What do I win?
Get these cats off of me.
Yes.
And besides that, he said that if you notice that, well, they're idiots, and that one's an idiot, and my ex is an idiot, and
he
my
works
boss
on our
is an
too?
Idiot. Yeah.
He's right. Mr. Helix is absolutely right.
Well, he's always right. And when you're pointing fingers at everybody, gee, there seems to be a lot of idiots around. What's the common denominator? And it would be you.
You make bad decisions with who you hang out with.
Mm. That?
Not what you were looking for?
No.
When you point one finger at somebody else, three more are pointed back at you.
Well,
unless you're a Simpson.
Well, now Anne in the chat says, is it just me or guilty or innocent? If I was Aunt Jackson, I would have smashed my computer, and if I were her, I'd just get a job weeding a Zen garden or something.
Yeah, but the problem, Anne, is you're not taking into effect this woman's pride.
Yeah.
There's no closure.
Yeah, right. She's not willing to walk away. A lot of victims are not willing to walk away.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they that's why they get scammed again. At some point, you have to let go.
Yep.
Go, all right, you got me. I'm moving on.
And
she's not there.
You want a lot of situations, you can live with a situation if you get closure.
Yeah, she doesn't have closure. She thinks she's getting closure. She's working.
Trying to get closure.
Yes. Trying to get it.
In her reality, she's working towards getting that closure, not only for her, but we believe with positive intentions.
Yes.
For other victims.
Sometimes you just don't get the friggin' closure. And
you get canned.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta pull up your big girl panties and walk
sometimes
away.
Sometimes you gotta pull up stakes and go. Yeah. All right. She's at that point right now, but she's just gonna keep going.
Yeah.
Not gonna do too much with Anne Jackson tonight, so we'll do more of it next week. Because I want to get to some Belinda stuff, but we've got a couple more things with this.
Okay.
She goes, if they do not explain every detail to the victims, these people should go to hell forever. Because you don't want to just visit hell.
No, you want to make sure it's permanent.
It's quite the move.
You don't want to pack up all your stuff again. And
you're not weekending in hell.
Fill out those little forms at the post office, forward my mail.
You know what fireproof furniture runs you? Jackass.
And if you're Italian, the plastic's just going to melt. Nope. So you can't take that.
You don't want to be a snowbird with hell. You just want to go.
Yeah, you're there. Yeah. It's hell.
Snowbird.
You don't winter any place. It's always warm at hell.
It ain't Boca.
Well. If you've been in Boca, it's kind of close to hell.
Point taken.
Where do you winter? Hell. Where do you summer? Hell.
Yeah, hell.
Why would I ever leave? Yeah. Look at this view of the Pitchfork.
Yeah. Anyway. Beautiful riverfront, River Styx. I mean, what more do you want?
So she goes on. River Styx. Nice. Waterfront territory.
Yeah.
Nice. She goes, well, there are probably a lot of real estate agents. Anyway, I'll move on.
I'm sure.
She goes, they are effing. Why am I even saying effing with the amount I've cursed tonight? But still.
Really.
Right.
They are effing idiot. Making lots of mistakes to me cases. I will expose the scandal if they do not take any responsibility. All right, so she's still thinking that their intentions are positive, they're just incompetent. I respond, so let me see if I understand this.
Okay.
You now think they are all liars, because I saw the video, but you want to set up a woman with Jennifer's father, Parker Green. Am I understanding you? And this is why people who are skeptical of Ann Jackson would go, yeah.
Yeah.
You have such a low opinion of these people, and you're actively trying to recruit more your friends.
Yeah.
To go out with them.
It's like, oh, hello, lions. Lions, are you hungry?
Yeah, that's why people would think she's actively doing this. I get that argument.
I understand that.
If she was smart.
Well.
And she wanted a safe face. I would go out, and I would write a blog. And I would say...
She does that.
Right. But here's the thing. I've been fooled again. And here's how. And tell this whole story.
It's not her. She's never going to say, I was fooled, unless she was going, I was fooled by believing such and such could help me. You know, it's never like, wow, they could, there's always a catch.
Yeah.
It's never, my bad.
Right. It was just like, you know, they were going to help me, but they're so stupid. Or
a lot of name calling.
It just seems to a point where you go, but she's not in reality. I mean,
yeah.
If you were in a reality. I mean, we're sitting here from a situation.
I believe our aunt said last week called her Sybil, which might not be too far off.
Yeah. Our aunt did say that.
But so. If, you know.
See, I listen.
There comes the point.
Wow.
Yeah, right. It comes to a point where you realize, you know what, I made a big mistake, and I've got a safe face. So what you do is you go out, and like I said, you say, I made a big mistake. This is how. Please read my blog, and please don't make the same mistakes I had. You get closure. Maybe you can get the closure.
She does part of that. She outs them as being scammers.
Yeah.
But then she can't go all the way.
But you can't out them at being scammers.
She plays
and then
both sides.
Then pay a bank fee.
Well, no, she paid the bank fee, and then she out them as being scammers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So should we get to my girl?
Yes, 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 yes.
When we last left, last week, I had broken up with Belinda.
Yeah.
She had wanted to do a chat with me, a video chat with her daughter on her birthday. And, you know, the pressure got to me.
Mm-hmm.
I did the golden rule, and when you're scamming a scammer, you don't break up.
Right.
Now, and I was actually listening to the clips.
I was. All right, I'm glad you brought that up, because basically we had this conversation last week. I go to do the clips October 2nd, 2012. Well, apparently this isn't the first time around the block for this breakup. There was Davin attempted to break up with her once before. That was on.
Well, I didn't say I was breaking up. She got a little panicked.
But she got panicked. If you folks are interested, go on to the Davin's Den website, go into podcasts, go to October 12th, 2012.
October 2nd.
I beg my mistake. October 2nd, 2012. And October 12th is my wedding anniversary, so I'm trying
to get tragedy.
That tragedy. You know, so go into that. And yeah, apparently this is the second time around.
At least.
Relationship. Yeah.
At least. So, so Belinda was very upset by this. And I said, listen, I can't be with you because I can't give you what you need. I'm not going to have any money. I can't fly to Ghana to be with you. I won't be able to fly you back to Ghana. You wanted somebody that would take care of you. You've told me as much. You deserve a man who can hold you in Ghana. We got to end this.
Yeah.
She did not like that at all. She loves me for me. Or fake me. For fake me. So, and
shocking.
So the den pen was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This chick is falling.
Yeah.
This might be real. Mm. Joe had two opinions. Either this is a marriage scam, which I raised a couple of months ago,
mm-hmm.
or Joe is coming off. Now, Joe, thought she was real when she was fighting with me over blowjobs and fake orgasms. Joe actually said, you know what, this
that
might be real.
True.
But when she said that she might actually, you know, that she loved me, wanted to make this working, Joe couldn't believe anybody would say that.
He's a married man, and you still can't quite believe it.
But for the simple reason, if you can't go there, I mean, a relationship is a physical thing. If you can't go
well,
there.
Well, people have long-distance relationships, Joe.
They do.
It can happen. It's hard. Not as many people as have it on the internet.
But if you're in a place where you know, but the fact of the matter is that you'll never go there.
Well, she don't know. I've already been to Ghana in her mind. Mm.
That's right.
Yeah, but for a relationship, the only other thing I could see is that she's working to get to the States and try to set up shop in the States and then maybe tell you to take a hike maybe
could
a month
happen,
after
but,
she comes in.
Could happen. All right, let's go on, Joe. You skeptic, you. No, she's not saying that. Who told you to do this? Pip?
I denounce all knowledge of this.
Settle down, Dr. Thrower. So we shall continue with my girl.
Yes.
Open up, stupid. Not you guys.
I thought you were talking to her.
Yeah, well, that would be something I would say.
Yeah, it would be.
March 22nd, 2013. So I'm writing to her. I go, hey, just your favorite screw-up here, dropping you a line. As a token of my sincere apologies for the drama I caused you, I took an impromptu picture for you last night. Remember, she always wants pictures of me. It is not a great picture or anything, but I felt I owed you something. So let me know when you will be able to check your email, and I will send it to you. Now, I always try to make sure I don't give them great pictures in case they want to use it to scam somebody else.
Yeah.
It's a little fuzzy, a little dark, a little bit of me. So, you know, nothing that would be appealing to anybody else.
I took one of those pictures, and it was really crappy.
Yes.
And far away.
Why is there a thumb in the middle of your forehead? We like taking it that way.
Yeah. Give me a thumbs up. We're happy. Right on. Thumbs up.
She goes, hi, Mr. Model.
Oh, cute.
I go, not even close. LOL. How are you? She goes, I'm okay. And you? I go, I'm okay. Didn't see you online today. Thought maybe you were not coming back. What have you been doing today? She goes, I will always be back. It's just a matter of time. I have been busy sewing my mom's dress. It's taken all of my time. Remember, she's a sewer.
Oh, right.
A fashion designer, hopeful.
Where's the socks?
I'm sitting on them. What are you going to do? You're going to befoul my socks like you do with your other sock? You will never see my socks, Joe. Never, ever, ever, ever.
Not your socks, you stupid. The socks she's going to send you.
No! That's how we started out. Now I can't break the chain.
I'll crack. I'm breaking to pieces.
Somebody would draw a picture of my pain.
I love the 9 o'clock hour of the show. It's like the slop tower and the chiz. Like, we're on.
It is their witching hour.
It's their witching hour.
We thought you'd never bring us into the equation.
You know the show schedule, stupid.
And the best part is that Davin flexes his hand like he's got a sock on his hand.
I had to keep him
and
second.
No one can see it.
Well, jizz sock is the left hand. And
really?
Slop towel is the right hand. Yeah, stupid, aren't you watching?
They just sit there in the green room, 5 to 9, we got to get ready.
No, I just meant overall, I was surprised that the sock was on the left hand, but please continue. What do you do?
Oh, he's the lefty!
I took his own sock off and put it on his hand. Oh, my God.
Got to be authentic. Anyway. And new listeners going, what the F is this?
Oh, yeah. No, he booked just in time.
Okay. Anyway. She goes, I'll always be back. Just a matter of time. I've been busy sewing. Okay. I go, is this your first time online today? She goes, chatting with you, you mean? I go, no, just in general. I do not assume I take all your time, LOL. She goes, not really. I was online on my local profile for a couple of minutes.
Hustling up some bucks.
Well, remember, I'm relegated to this Facebook profile where I'm just the other friend. Remember, I know she's got another profile.
And she was saying she didn't.
Probably with a bunch of pals.
What?
Probably with a bunch of pals.
Yeah, Mom. Remember, I asked about this. I go, you remembered your password? She goes, I changed it yesterday when we couldn't VidChat. Yes, this is the international profile, LOL. I go, oh, so you figured it out. Cool. I go, that page is for brown people, and this page is for your one white friend. Nice job of segregation, LOL.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
And I didn't even know we'd be talking about it a year later with Donald Sterling. she goes, yeah, you can send my picture tomorrow. I go, what do you mean? What do you mean, yeah, racist? You're going to the cafe tomorrow? She goes, I'm no racist. Maybe I might go. I go, sure you are. You keep me by myself, so I do not infect the pretty brown people. See, I don't like being by myself. I want, because I can do more recon.
Yeah.
If I'm with the other people.
Right.
Ah.
Yeah, no, that's smart.
Yeah.
Ah.
She goes, LOL, is my consolation picture ready? Who took it for you? I go, a comic. I go, yes, your consolation picture is ready. It is not my best photo, but screw it. You want to be with me, so you get me for all of my ugliness. What a dumb girl you are, LOL.
This isn't the picture that I took.
It might be.
Oh, okay.
But the words sound like his vows.
You were there. You both were.
Yes.
She goes, well, I guess that's why I am with you. I go, clearly. She laughs. I go, I just looked at the picture. Man, I think I could have had a better looking one. Maybe Photoshop or something. Quick, let me put Julie Love's head on my body.
Oh, snap! I can't believe you said that. That's great.
Because remember, she was posing as Julie Love.
Yeah.
I go, I'm sending it now.
Now, you got balls. Cause
yes, I do.
Because you're in this, you're trying to make... Anytime you're trying to, you have a fight or whatever, you're trying to keep the relationship going.
Yeah.
The last thing you want to do is put a dick move in the middle of it.
I know, but he just can't help himself.
You could never do something like that in real life. You would never in that situation.
Well, you would not still be married if you did this all the time.
Yeah, she ain't putting up with that shit.
No.
My point. Not that wife. A different one, maybe.
Yeah. Not this wife, no.
I think there were other more domestic women that I would have been with that possibly would put up with that shit.
Yeah, no.
Not my one. Oh, women's libs. I'm so smart. Ugh, I get it. Get your orange shirt. Go out with the Met fans. Go away.
Oh, man.
All right. I go, quick, let me put Julie Love's head on my body. I'm sending it now. Will I get my bikini pic? Remember, I want the bikini pic.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm still a little mad at you. I go, understandable. Can't say
after that crack, yeah.
Yeah. She's just like, dick.
I said, you wish to discuss it? She goes, not really. I don't think you will intentionally do that to me. I guess it was beyond your control. But I still felt bad. My surprise was spoiled. Anyway, as time goes on, I'll get over it. Okay, we shouldn't cry over spilt milk.
Okay. That was her saying that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I go, well, don't be mad at me for this surprise. I felt bad enough, and it was not my control. It is my situation, which led me to react the way I did. My terribleness grew from my feelings for you, if that makes sense. What can I do to make you feel better?
Oh, great. I love you so much. I'm a monster.
She goes, don't have anything against you, but what do you think you can do to make me feel better? It's up to you. That's what she says.
Uh-oh.
Right, stop right there.
All right.
All right.
Segue.
All right, girl in the car with meatloaf, I will.
Now.
Stop right there.
Oh!
Da, 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 da.
Nice.
Now she's starting to sound like a woman that's putting through the script. What are you going to do for me to make it better?
She said it's up to me. I said to her, what can I do to make it better?
I thought it was a segue into sexy talk. I'm mad at you for stopping.
I said, what can I do to make you feel better? And she said, well, it's up to you. I go, I was hoping the picture would help. I go, I can write an impromptu poem for you, stating my love, even though I am no poet.
Look at your own side of the street, Chief.
You had no street until it was me. No. You were homeless. You were streetless.
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 Streetless in Ronkonkoma. I go, I can talk dirty to you. I can tell you terrible jokes. What would you like? If we were together after...
You had two choices.
That's all you get.
I go, if we were together after our vid chat, I think that would be a good time to see Kasia. That's the daughter. If our relationship goes off the tracks, I do not think it is fair to Kasia to see us fighting or you hurt.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Yeah, it does.
Or me crying, for that matter. As for the vid chat, I kind of just want to enjoy you next week. I do not wish to fight with you or you get mad at me. I just want to love you. And then we can tackle the next obstacle. Does that make sense? So, yeah, man, give her...
Well, you're kind of... You're really being the sweet fake Davin.
Sure.
To lure her into doing it again.
I go, are you there? How can I cheer you? She goes, yeah, it makes sense. Think is fair for both of us.
Where have you been? I'm trying to scrounge up a kid.
It would have to be the same one that was in the picture, sure.
Trucker Tom is saying, what have you done for me lately?
And just that voice, Pip? I hope Tom's sashaying in his cab just the way you were.
I'm sorry, Tom. I heard you as Janet Jackson.
We all do.
Cab stuffed with prizes.
I think Tom just had a nipple slip. Ugh. I go, okay, so in 2 weeks we have the big discussion. You and me and nobody else. Until then, I will try to do better and not piss you off. So how can I cheer you? She goes, I think after we have finished talking here, write me an interesting story. Not too long and not too short. That I will read and fall asleep. A bedtime story is what I need to cheer me up. And yeah, the picture helped.
Wow. So now she's can she's
now she's got writing assignments.
Yeah, she's got writing assignments.
Who the fuck she think she is?
She is your gal.
She is a chick that understands me. I go, well, you've not seen the picture. It could scare you. And then I go, a bedtime story. Girl, I write porn and tell jokes about penises and vaginas. And vaginas? Vaginas.
Should have her write next week's blog.
Sure.
Put her on blog duty.
Penises and vaginas.
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 Vaginas. It's
love
when you're really cold. A vaginas.
I didn't like them so much when Phil Collins took over.
Genesis.
Ah.
Even though I spelled it out, you're not getting credit on it.
I know.
She lives for Joe's approval. Mm-hmm. I go, Laura, this is going to be tough. How will you read it if you've signed off? She goes, that will be the last thing I read before I go to bed. Why are we going to wait for 2 weeks before we have the discussion? What will you be doing this week and next week? She's ready to go.
Yeah.
Doesn't she know Joe's skeptical? Who does she think she is? Being the fly in Joe's little bitter ointment.
Yeah, you tell that son of a bitch we're in love.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
I go, this week is almost over. I'll be around next week, working a lot, but around. Those were the good old days. 2013.
There we go.
I go, I just wanted a week of peace and love. Maybe a little romance and some sweet things. This is the second time you've asked me to make you a bedtime story. You're like a little girl. She goes, okay, I thought we could have had it so we know what our fate is. But I guess your reason is tangible enough.
Whoa.
She wants this talk.
Yeah, she does.
I just treat you now. I got to write a fucking story. There's enough to do.
And she goes, I like being a little girl. It makes me feel small. I go, let's take it day by day. I want to resolve it. I just hate fighting with you and hurting you. It kills me to cause you pain. I go, are you large? Why would I ask her that?
What? You know, well, she said, I feel like a little small. Yeah. Why are you large?
Yeah, just
yes, I am
bad.
A giantess.
Reads bad.
Yeah, it does.
It reads bad.
Are you large? She goes, okay, I don't really get what you mean by that, but I am small.
Boy, that's stuck on both continents. All right.
That's a long distance. Yes.
Yes.
No matter, continents are going, really?
No matter where that joke wound up, it stuck.
Sometimes you don't come with your A stuff.
Yeah.
She goes, how tall are you? She goes, 5'7". I go, cool. I'm working on your story. Can I just tell you I suck at this, LOL? She laughs. She goes, that's what it takes to cheer me up. She asks how tall I am. I go, about the same, not very tall. Remind me not to piss you off. Your short story, my lady. Here's the little story. In a faraway land, again, I'm writing this fucking spur of the moment, so.
Okay, so we're not allowed to laugh at you?
No, you can laugh. It sucks, but, you know, whatever. But it's not like Joe, when Joe wrote his poetry, and it was an email, and he could, you know, backspace, oh, this sucks, and then, you know, really ham it up to you.
No, dude, that was fucking James Joyce.
Yeah. So here's the story. In a faraway land where few people ever visited, there lived a beautiful maiden named Belinda. Belinda was a very beautiful maiden with skin the color of the sweetest candy bars and eyes that could see through the hardest souls. There was no electricity where Belinda lived. Her only light was that which was provided from her smile. Belinda grew lonely, so she would send out little tiny thought bubbles to find her soulmate. These bubbles would travel great distances to many worlds.
The slop towel wants to know if we can mop this story up.
Be respectful, stupid! Or I won't fit you like a...
That's what? You did the wrong voice.
No! He's on a break! Right here, stupid. Leave me alone! How dare you!
You have to watch the hands. That's the kid.
Consistent. Anyway. You're interrupting his art!
All right, go. Continue.
A little respect!
What's that guy, the name of that comedian with all the puppets? Like
Jeff Dunham?
Ahmed and stuff. Yeah. This is the disturbing just Jeff Dunham hour.
What she gets signed with the towel and the sock?
Like, yeah, right?
Well, actually, I've been talking to management, and that's the part of the show they love.
Yeah. Awesome.
They don't see a role for you guys, as they feel I can man all three positions.
That's right!
They'll bring in somebody else to play Joe's. The maker of the jizz for the jizz.
Oh, the make the
yeah,
maker
being out
of
to
the
India.
Jizz.
Man in there, live it up.
God.
All right, so her only light was that which was provided from her smile. Belinda grew lonely, so she would send out little tiny thought bubbles to find her soulmate. These bubbles would travel great distances to many worlds. Sadly, no bubbles ever came back to Belinda. One day, a big wind blew across Belinda's land, and from out of the sky landed
like a fart, too.
Sorry,
this is damn good for spur of the moment.
I thought fart, too.
Why would you both stink?
Yes.
One day, a big wind blew across Belinda's land, and from out of the sky landed a goofy person named Mr. Model.
Mr. Model.
He was weird and talked funny. He was nothing like what Belinda had ever seen before. Mr. Model was scared of this new place. It was so different and so far from home. Still, he knew instantly he liked this Belinda. He knew somehow she was different. Belinda took Mr. Model to the home. Belinda took Mr. Model home to her hut and fed him some homemade Lulu.
Remember,
she was making a Lulu.
She was making the foo-foo, so now we got the Lulu. And P.U.
It was foo-foo.
It was
going Mother Goose.
It was yummy. Mr. Model filled on the Lulu and was very appreciative of what this nice person had done for him. Mr. Model had a special power. He could grant every new person he met one wish. He told Belinda this special gift and asked Belinda if she would like to make a wish. Belinda had so many things she wanted she could not choose. She thought all night and the whole next day. Finally, she said, Mr. Model, I wish, and I put you get to fill it in.
Oh, I wish I had a laptop from Malmart.
Really, I get no credit from you guys for coming up. I'm fucking talking to her and I come up with this shit. No credit.
No, it's nice.
Tough room.
No, it's nice.
I mean,
Oh, sorry, Joe. There's no leeches on my arm. I apologize.
Trucker Tom says she is really a he.
No, I don't think so from this.
Sounds like the letter my Christmas elf has to read when we do a gig together.
I could talk to Joe.
You actually could, yeah. You're my Christmas elf. Fix your wings, stupid. The kids are coming.
She goes, okay, but we should be ourselves and flow naturally.
Where'd she get that?
I don't know. I can't read it now, as per your request. If you did read it by the time you get to this point, shame on you. I yell at her. I go, I think my flow will be much better by not pissing you off, smiley face, but I'm sure somehow I will, winky. She laughs. How is my bedtime story coming along? I go, I sent it to you. It's up above. I go, I think I'm better writing it.
You pissed at us because we don't like the story. Jesus Christ, you sent it to her. How's the story card? It's done, stupid.
I know. How's the story coming along?
And we got our ass nibbled on. I know.
Right? Well, she's not supposed to read it. She knows.
All right.
I go. She listens. I go. I think I am better at writing smut, but I'll try anything for you. She goes. I hope it is good. Else, I don't want it, and I will cry. She gives me cries. I go. Well, damn woman, you're going to cry if I suck at something I have never done before. You better hope I do not hold you to the same standard. Remember,
yeah, really.
Talking about her now never giving blowjobs and having multiple orgasms.
I know, and writing porn about pastries.
Yes.
The white sheets.
Yeah.
She laughs. She goes, I'll try so you don't. I hope you like the quick little story. I hope it puts a smile on your face and maybe some forgiveness in your heart. She goes, I've forgiven you already. Just wanted you to do something different for a change. I really hope it can make me sleep. I go,
have you heard our show?
Yeah. I go, well, to make you sleep, it would have to have been long and boring. For that, I should send you my comedy act. Thank you. See, Joe, I don't need you. I can handle me myself. I go, it is short, sweet, and incomplete. I will write more for you as the days pass. It is meant to put a smile on your lips before you close your eyes. Who are your family in Denmark?
What? What?
Wow.
What?
She has family in Denmark.
Did we miss something?
I'm sorry.
I don't remember
either.
Was there a non-sequitur?
A while ago. She goes, my auntie and her kids live there. I go, you are close with them, right? She goes, not really. I go, now I am confused. You told me you were close to your family in Denmark. This all makes it so hard to get to know you.
Oh, here he goes.
She goes, I'm close to them, but only when they come to Ghana once in a while. That's it. I go, okay, I'm not going to pursue this. Usually I would press, but I have no stomach for it today.
Is she thinking proximity means close?
Maybe.
I am close to them when they stand near me, but when they are in Denmark, I am not close to them.
I never thought of it like that. She goes, you can ask if you want. It's only fair that you know. It's fine by me. I go, it's just frustrating because you said you had family that you were close with in Denmark, and then you just say no. Then you just say yes. It is what it is, I guess. I just wish knowing you wasn't always a puzzle. She goes, here is what it is. I have family in Denmark who I am close with when they come to Ghana. We don't really communicate when they are away. Knowing me shouldn't be a puzzle. Again, this goes right to the real.
Okay, that was pretty reasonable. Tom is ashamed of Joe and I because we don't remember the Danish family.
But I was thinking, but I'm sure Chuck, as I was saying this, I'm sure Tom knows.
I know. Well, we were talking before about, you know, the lightning round was about trivia for the show. I said, he knows the show better than we do.
Really? Tom is the official Davidson archivist.
Yes. He is.
Then he could do the clips. He could do some work around my house.
I go, okay, I accept that. It appears my government is interested in my side work of bringing down scammers.
Huh.
She goes, well, that's good to know. I go, maybe, maybe not. That means they know everything about me, including us. It also means they want me to help them to bring down some scamming rings. Some have ties to the USA and, of course, Africa. Babe, I know you have scamming friends. If they are still scamming, you need to tell them to stop because some bad stuff is coming down. Now that the FBI is aware of me, I really need to be careful of what I say.
Didn't you try a tactic just like this once before?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
I went to Denmark.
No, I'm thinking that I seem to remember that you said something like, now you have friends who are scammers.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
That tactic. But now I'm bringing in the FBI.
Right.
Now I'm bringing in, you know, this former porn writer. He's working with the FBI.
Okay.
But why the hell not?
It sounded really familiar, you saying, you know, I know you know people. And I thought that was really clever because it's like, oh, okay, you know what? Shutting down more than just her.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or trying.
Here's an acid. This is pretty much an acid test right here. All right. If she's legitimately a scammer,
mm-hmm.
All right, bring in the FBI. You know, I'd be like, all right, I gotta go. See you, goodbye, never come back.
Yeah,
you know,
I would hate to think it ended on that. Yeah,
on that note.
But you're putting,
we just made up.
Yeah,
I understand.
I wrote a story.
You purposely threw that in the mix,
yes.
Right there,
yes,
which could she can go.
You're really not supposed to do this when you're scamming a scammer, by the way.
No.
You're not supposed to try to end this shit. But I just keep on pushing her because I want to learn.
Yeah.
I go, there's a thin line between helping them and protecting you. And if you're still scamming, please stop for your own good. You there?
Oh, wow.
Well, you see that cartoon smoke that would have been running. You know,
line. Pert line.
She goes, okay, I hear you, but I don't have scamming friends. And if others are doing it, that doesn't mean I know people who are. The government should bring them down. And by that, it will make them stop that bad practice.
Is she fucking kidding me right now?
Don't hurt yourself. Don't sprain your ankle backpedaling, dearie.
Oh, my God. What? What?
I wonder what I will say.
Okay.
I'm sure I will handle that well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I go, well, Mavis was a scammer, and you told me a friend gave you the Julie Love pictures.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight with you about it. I was just letting you know is all. I thought I owed that to you.
That's incredible.
I've planted another thing for her to think about.
Yeah.
Maybe this guy does now have FBI. Because remember, she used to have to worry. She had to fess up to me because I knew these killers.
Right.
From the porn company I worked for. These assassins.
Yes.
And I know black magic, so she can't fucking... And she believes in black magic, so she can't cross me that way. I am a dangerous hombre. She goes, thanks for letting me know. I go, no problem. Please don't think I was accusing. She goes,
thanks for the pro tip.
She goes, it's fine. Can't accuse me for something I'm not doing. Thanks for letting me know anyway. I go, no problem. I go, hey, there's a fake page linked to Ishmael. That's her cousin. I think it was created by the ones that have you and Mavis linked. She goes, don't get you. How is it linked to Ishmael? I go, his name? Ishmael Abbey.
Yeah.
His name. His name.
A picture of somebody else who is not him. White guy used by other scammers, which is true. With similar details like the other pages. It's hard to explain.
It's hard to explain, except it's so obvious.
There's a difference between you and Anne. You're like, really? Anne would be like, oh, that's nice. You got a new page. let me friend request him.
Maybe we can collaborate.
Yeah.
Let me like pictures of your dog.
I go, our experience has motivated to protect people and fight these crimes. If they stole Ishmael's ID, then he is a victim. Let's leave it there, okay? She goes, no. What name are they using? Wow, this is strange. I go, Ishmael Abbey. She goes, tell me what you found out about it. I want to know. I go, I know a lot of things, babe. And now the FBI wants me to help them. I have told you what I can tell you. If it is his name that has been stolen, then he has nothing to fear at all from any government. You there? She goes, I don't get this. Why is this happening? I am confused. But how do you know the person using it is not real, and that's not all his, and he is not the only one called
She's
that?
On the ropes.
There are many people with that name, but I would have to ask him, is someone trying to mess us up?
Hold on, Mr. Devon, while I shit my pants.
And Agnes is on the ropes.
I go, I know it is a fake profile because the picture being used has been used by known scammers. As I said, it's very similar to the pages linked to you and Mavis. Mm-hmm. As for why is this happening, it was not very long ago where you were on the other side of this. Good people do bad things. Bad people do bad things. You know why it is happening.
Mm.
Now, it was interesting what you did right there, because you kind of powdered her ass and then put some more guilt on her.
Very well said, John.
You're a sweet girl. I know you have a heart, and you mean, but I know what you're up to.
Yeah.
It's like pegging the back with one hand, slit your throat with the other.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah, nicely done.
Thank you. I go, it's happening to fool Westerners, to take their money or worse. I go, Ishmael has even lied on his own page about what he does and his age. The waters are muddy. I try to sift through them. The more I know, the better it is for you. It helps me guide things to a more favorable place for you and your loved ones. She goes, what did he say he does? And what did he say he does? I guess he... That's what she wrote. I go, we talked about this a while ago. He said he worked as an engineer for a tech company. You got mad when I questioned it. Mm-hmm. It is old news. She goes, and what's his age? I go, are we talking about the real Ishmael or the fake one? She goes, the fake profile is preying... the real profile, the fake one. And then I go, the fake profile is preying on older white women, a very common target. I will do all I can to take them down. She goes, tell me what you know about both. I go, well, you tell me the truth about your Ishmael. She goes, yeah, do that. I guess take him down. I go, you seem more upset about this than all the fake profiles linked to you.
Yeah.
She goes, what do you want to know? I care about Ishmael. That's why I'm upset with the other profiles. I don't know anything about them. I go, well, if you want me to try and help him, you need to tell me everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is he involved in scamming? It starts very young, and it is a business run by men. Men are the brains, women are the pawns, kind of just reciting lines and the such.
Oh, man!
If he's involved, I need to know so I can throw the FBI off the trail. So I can get the confession.
Nice.
But he would need to stop. If he's a victim, then I will bring it to their attention.
Yes.
It's a can't win for her.
No, it isn't good.
It is a win by just telling you to get lost.
Well, who wants to get rid of me?
No.
If I'm a scammer, yeah. If I'm a scammer and number one, you're on to me, and now you're on to Ishmael, you know, because you're going to get called upstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sit down, please. What happened with him? You know, and he's on to this, you know.
Right.
So the best thing to do in the court is just get rid of you.
So if she sticks around through all this, then that would lead you to convince that there's something more here. Yeah.
Something more here, and I'll have to, right at this minute, yeah. As we proceed, there's always twists and turns. But my whole thing is that you're on to Ishmael and you're on to her. You go up, you know, you're gonna go upstairs and meet with the management and get your ass chewed out. You know,
I go.
Tom says it sounds like a Ralph Cramden double talk. I know that you know that I know that you know.
You know that I know that you know that you know that I know that you're a scammer, Norton. You're a scammer.
Well, that's not a sexy voice.
Hey, Ralph there, I sent $1,500 to the Royal Bank of Scotland. Give myself some money back.
Norton, I want in. Who's this Ann girl? Cotton Brown, Norton. Cotton Brown.
Nice.
Can't top it, so I'll move on.
No.
Joe had his moment, and what a moment it was. Very
yes.
Funny. He's not the... I guess David's not the only one that could do voices.
Thank you, boys.
Take a bow, Joe.
Thank you, slop towel. Thank you.
Ridiculous.
He's taking kudos from a slop towel.
The honeymooners as scammers. Ugh. Yeah, you know what? That'd actually be a good skit.
Yeah. He just did it.
That's true. That's why I know it would be good. I'll have to go soon. That'll make the clips in a year and a half. I
Again, well, I'm drinking. Thank you.
Made him spin his soda.
Oh, give me the leftovers. No, me. 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 I won oral tonight.
February 2015. That was a funny show. I had a lot of shit here.
Why were they so angry?
Yeah.
Don't remember.
We weren't fighting. We're getting all good.
There were people in Denmark?
I'll have to go soon. I still have a few more minutes. She goes, he's not a scammer, and he's not involved in any of those things. Get the culprits to the government, FBI. Interesting play.
Wow.
She's like, bring it on.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That is very interesting.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
I go, I'm taking a big risk by sharing this with you. Okay, I will. If you know who is behind all the fake profiles linked to you, and Mavis, that would help, as I think it is the same person.
Mm.
She goes, this thing is really making me upset. I go, I understand. Hun, you did the same thing to somebody else. Did you see all the damage this stuff causes? This is big business, and lives get ruined or worse. I mean, when she was posing as Yuliana Avalos.
Sure.
She goes, I don't know who is behind it, and I would love to also know. I go, okay, I will do what I can for you. Belinda, if I lay my ass on the line for Ishmael, and you are not being 100% honest about everything with me, I could be killed. Just be honest, and I will work to get to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, suddenly I feel stressed out, I bet.
I wasn't laying a bunch of shit on her.
Brahma bullshit. She goes, suddenly I feel stressed out, I feel sick. I can put my head on it. I can put my head on it. He is not a scammer. I swear he's not a scammer.
Okay.
I go, do not. It has been online for a while. I have known about it for a while. It is just now the FBI wants me for whatever reason. Since it was revealed by a pretty brown lady that I was fooled, I've been working on this stuff.
Oh.
She goes, then I go, never? Even you were a scammer at one point. Did he try it? I have assassins on one hand and the FBI on the other. I guess this is all getting very real very quickly.
Oh.
She goes, it has always been real, but I know for sure he's not a scammer. That I know. I go, okay, Belinda. I hope for all of us you are correct. If not, I think you may have just written my death certificate.
Oh, damn.
She goes, nothing will happen to you, because that's the truth. I go, well, even if it is the truth, something could happen. I'll keep pushing and see if I can get those profiles off of Facebook. She goes, okay, do that, hon. I'm tired and stressed out. Got to sleep. I go, are you mad at me? I feel terrible, Sam.
No, I'm fucked.
Yeah! Now we're talking!
And that always makes me tired.
Thank you, Jizzy.
She goes, I feel terrible. She goes, I'm a little mad at you. I also feel sick and tired. I go, what are you mad at me? Why are you mad at me? I go, I didn't put the fake profile up. I'm trying to get it taken down. She goes, I feel accused. I go, I'm not accusing you at all. If I thought you did it, I would just turn your ass over to the FBI and let them handle you.
Wow.
I'm just saying, if you know something, help me help you. If not, then I go forward with what I know. She goes, okay, but I feel blamed anyway, but it's okay. I go, I'm not blaming you. I can't win with you. Fuck it, Belinda. I'm not going to get involved with this. I try to help and it causes a problem with us. I should have just kept my mouth shut and let the chips fall where they may. She goes, just saw the comedy show I told you about. They'll be doing it again on the 1st of April. Remember she told me they're bringing comedy shows?
Yes, who books it?
I go, I thought they'd do it in December. She goes, yeah, maybe they will do it twice. I guess maybe lots of people are asking for it. I go, well, they never got back to me. I am mad at you for being mad at me for this. I feel unappreciated. She goes, okay, I'm sorry. But that was how I felt, hon. I am feeling sleepy. Let's continue tomorrow. I go, fine. Hope you like the story I wrote. Have a nice sleep. She goes, thanks, you too. Thanks. We are out.
Wow.
March 22nd, ladies and gentlemen. Thoughts? Feelings? Joe is deep in thoughts. Is he either very late in the show or...
No, it's a little bit of both, but still. I
FBI, kids. FB fucking I.
I would get... You're a living pain in the ass.
Yes, but you're still with me. Oh, you're talking about the character.
I mean, you're a living pain in the ass. What's her incentive?
Love!
Even if she was and she's a lover. Even if you're a lover, who the hell wants to be a lover? You're a federal case.
I'm trying to help her out. Yes, now it is a federal case. Yes! I'm trying to help her out, Joe. I'm being a good boyfriend. For a change.
Well, you know, but you know what? She is not stupid, and she feels that... She feels being, not threatened. What's the word
accused?
I want? She feels being accused.
Because I was.
Yeah, I know. I know. But she's no dope. She's not going, oh, he's trying to be like a good boyfriend. She's like, oh, no, I know that he's busting my balls about it.
But the only thing is, the two things that strike me on this is being on to Ishmael and being on to the FBI, saying that you got the FBI. I mean, if you're a scammer, it's going to affect your job.
Yeah, it's the cost of doing business with me has just increased exponentially.
Yeah, and
Yes.
How do they treat women over there? Are they second-class citizens there?
Yeah, from what I understand. All right,
if she screws up...
Well, we're assuming I'm talking to the girl I saw in the picture. And the girl in the video.
But let's say that you are, and under the auspices now that you have, you are. All right? And if it's a scam, if they're scammers, she just screwed up. Number one, this guy would now... picture we're the scammers. I'm the leader of the scammer ring. And, you know, and you're going to sit down. You got the FBI. This guy's got the FBI.
Yeah.
And plus, he's on to Ishmael, and you're still talking to him?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you? Are you a and whatever they do, you know, so...
Remember, I've seen three of them from this syndicate on video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Including Ishmael.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why would she have so much bravado? Go ahead. Go take a look.
Go to the FBI. I want you to.
And now either they're so elaborate that they run into... And this is just speculation.
They can't be that elaborate now when I know where they live and what their names are and what they look like. I know them now. Because I'd gotten her address before.
Yeah.
I know their names.
Yeah.
I know what they look like.
Yeah.
I've spoken to them. I got their phone number.
They really didn't cover their tracks well enough with you.
I think they're learning with me. This has changed. This is like, you know what? We're going to let her have him, and, you know, we'll deal with this at the head office.
or maybe sometime in July when we're reading this, Davin, my life is in danger because the FBI closed and Ishmael is out. I need you to bring me to the States. You know,
Please. She's right back there. Why don't you say hello? Don't be rude.
By the bird?
Well, by the bird, yeah.
It's her chirping.
Trucker Tom says they're calling Davin's bluff.
They could be. Mm-hmm. They could be. But is that really a game you want to play? Because every talent I've said I have...
You had.
Even though it's showed away. It's been complete BS.
Yes.
I've been able to blow... Oh, you write porn? Yeah, sure. You go, here's a bunch of this shit. Yeah. You do this, you do that.
Now, Tommy's right, because they have called you bluff. And the thing is that, you know, number one is that, you know, he's got all this information, on that. And I go back to how experienced are they in every different situation where they can call his bluff, and there might be a new wave of bullshit behind that to throw him off the trail.
I guess we'll just have to come back next week and find out.
Yeah. This is good. Good stopping point.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's thank some people for making this show possible. Here we go. Like, I don't know what it is.
What'll it be? I'm wearing my orange. I'm a Yankee team. Yay!
What could it possibly be?
I don't like that voice. It's offensive.
Oh, God.
Shut up, stupid.
Have you read your shirt?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I'm wearing one of my retardation by association t-shirts.
That was funny when you almost fell off your porch before. Perfect shirt to wear. Just saying.
Joe's on fire tonight. Wins God or Lover. Gets me a couple zingers. Well, didn't win God or Lover, but beat me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Joe, I guess this is your day.
Yeah.
I wonder what next week will bring.
Uh-oh. Joe, this is going to rain down my hell computer. Upon thee.
Joe, I need 15 clips by Thursday.
Yeah, he's like the mean teacher that gives you tons of homework when you smart off.
Next thing I do, I open up the mail, there's poop. Oh, I was kidding.
And it'll be mine.
Oh.
Yeah, really?
At least you didn't bite me. Ugh.
There's still time.
Yeah. All right. Success Martial Arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as a family or by yourself. Or not a scamming family, wrong type of family. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Of course, they are in Goshen, New York. My daughter's going to be graduating next week, so that'll be fun. Talk about that.
What belt?
She is going to be a brown belt.
Wow.
Yeah. She is quite lethal.
Wow.
She's a little bit afraid of a... For some reason, she's been great with all the board breaks. She's a little afraid of this board break. She can do it properly, but when she gets right to the board, she stops short.
Hmm.
A little smarter than Daddy. Oh, that's a brick? I have no experience. Sure, I'll smash with hands. What could possibly go wrong?
Hulk hurt!
I tell you, as she progresses, when she starts dating, at least you know that she's not going to get in trouble because if that guy makes one move, boy, he's going to lose a limb.
Well, I just have to hope that she perceives it the same things that I perceive being wrong moves.
Right. That's a lawsuit then.
Maybe.
So go to smacenters.com, smacenters.com. Sometimes you're in the mood for great Italian food, and if you live in Jersey, you're often in the mood for great Italian food.
Always.
You know, Jersey's so Italian. I got to love it. So you go to Francesco's, Woodland Park, New Jersey. Capisce? You talk to owner and chef Frank Giancarelli, because all the food is Italian, and it's made fresh right there with the best ingredients. So you want to bring your family, your friends. It's got like a great feel to it. They got the party room upstairs. It's delicate downstairs. They, you know, we have a lot of graduations now and communions. Like, Francesco's has the perfect room for that. Like, if you're looking to put 70, 80 people, go right upstairs. You do that. So you go there for lunch or dinner. You go to 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or you give them a call at 973-925-1100. 973-925-1100. Check them out at francescos-restaurant.com. And don't forget to ask them when their next comedy show is. And Frank, call me and let me know.
And they're fun.
Goldberg's, the place where we go before we hit the Midwest.
Yes.
You want kosher-style deli? You want your pastrami, your corned beef? I certainly do.
Goldberg is the gateway to the Midwest.
your brisket.
I just think like McDonald's has Ronald McDonald. I was going to in-store appearance by the slop towel.
If somebody would come up with the puppet, we could do that. So you go there for your deli, off the hook. So you're there for breakfast. You get a nice egg sandwich. You get one of the cream cheese spreads, because they have all the different types of bagels. You're all filled up. You're ready to go. You get your hot, fresh coffee. Great way to start the day. That's what we did when we hit the road. You really can't go wrong with anything. I've never had a bad meal at Goldberg's. Big portions and everything. Nice and zoftic. You'll feel good.
Yeah, that's what you're going to be after you eat all of it.
They're open breakfast, lunch, and then I squeeze into an elevator and make you suffer. I stopped bathing. I'm at the size now. Woman, bring me the daughter. I have an itch.
Oh, man.
Right here, Daddy.
Dive.
Dive. So Goldberg's is, when are they open? I should know this.
They're 6 a.m.
No, that's the weekend. 6 a.m. on the weekend show. You're right.
5:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
No, 5 a.m.
All
right. Monday through Friday. But, yeah, get there early. They're at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York. Their phone number, 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. As always, you're a veteran or you're a fan of the show, like you guys who are listening are. You mentioned that. You get 10% off.
Mm. Go there on the weekend and pick up a whole bunch of bagels and cream cheese spreads and bring them home. Your family will love you.
Sure.
Lox, too. I like lox. Mm.
I do like lox. Surf Easy. Hey, gave another one away today.
Yeah.
Tom will email me later on. I'll give him the thing.
Real happy family member.
Yeah, sure. Tom's protecting his family. Surf Easy's VPN for your iPhone, Android, or computer is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. Surf Easy wraps all of your data in bank-grade encryption. Real banks. Great encryption. Preventing hackers, snoops, and even your ISP from spying on your online activities. See, the cool is you can keep on switching your region. Say you want to be in the United States, they give you an ISP somewhere in the United States. You want to be in Brazil, you'll be in Brazil. You want to go back to the United States, you'll have a different ISP.
Nice.
And it's really cool. It's a really cool product. So it also, like I said earlier, it secures your public Wi-Fi hotspots when you're at the hotel.
That's the best part.
For a guy like Tom who travels all the time, that's perfect. You know, he's in the Flying J's and whatnot. You know, he's trying to find himself a lounge lizard. He's searching online. You know, it's good.
I thought you searched the lot. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, well, he's a classy guy. So it also hides your IP address and location. And other retractable information from your websites. Like, even like you use Internet Explorer with this, they can't even find you. It's perfect.
Yeah, nice.
So you get to take back control of your online privacy today with a free account or from Surf Easy. So you just go to surfeasy.com. You know, the free account's good. It's like a good starter thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like 500 MB. So if you don't surf too much,
right,
it's good. But if you're online, you're always doing things all the time, then really the package that we gave Tom is great because it's unlimited. It's like
fantastic.
It's $50 for the whole year.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Can't beat that.
No, you can't. SurfEasy.com or favorite app store. Side-splitting Productions for comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, and more. Side-splittingproductions.com. Whatever you need, give us a call. 551-404-3094. Joe, what's going on this week?
I am going to be at Uncle Vinny's tomorrow, Wednesday night, 520 Arnold Avenue. And also Saturday night, Saturday night show, do the late show there. 1-877 Uncle Vin for reservations. Also, the band is playing on Saturday, Race Odyssey. You're going to say, Joe, you can't be in two places at once. No, I can't. This is a rare gig where the fellas are doing the show without me. But please, they're going to be playing at Olives in Nyack, New York. So check them on out, and I will be rejoining the band for our gig later in June.
Very cool. Well, guys, thank you for hanging out. Thank you for dealing with all the tech issues. Thank you to Serve Easy for giving us another great prize. Let's give away to Trucker Tom. The rest of you people, you might want to step up the game because Tom is just running away with shit.
Really? You should listen to us more often so you know stuff.
Yeah. Well, listening to us wouldn't have helped with this game.
No,
being
absolutely
in the car all the time would.
I was thinking trivia, but you know what? It's late.
We
so
didn't even get there.
Never mind.
But yeah, it was a fun show. A lot of anger and hostility.
Which is always fun.
With veiled threats to close the show towards a scammer. Really, everything we're looking for in a show.
Yes.
So we'll see you next week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.
Good night, folks. Good night. Thanks so much for being with us.
We are back!
Yeah!
Yeah! You are listening to Davinson.
What? Growl. That's a good growl.
Yeah. Well, when you bite, you need to growl, Joe. Yeah, thank you guys for hanging out. We know we had some tech issues earlier on in the evening, but we are working fine now. The number to call in, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You guys can listen on davinson.com or one of our many great affiliates, both on your portable device or at your computer, however you wish. Just had a lot of spite talk, which was appropriate for tonight. And then Trucker Tom.
Yeah.
With the clean sweep. This is a man who gets many a victory because, quite frankly, he has a lot of free time in his truck.
Yeah.
Swept God or lover.
Yes.
He just had a good feel for this tonight.
So
he really did.
Tom will get a new Surf Easy. So speaking of Surf Easy.
Yes.
Scambusters is brought to you by Surf Easy.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and privacy. And to learn more, go to surfeasy.com. This is the portion of the show where we like to turn our attention to those little rascals in countries, ours and others, that like to screw the unsuspecting person, like to fool them, to scam them, if you will. And this is where we try to shed some light on those such people. We call this segment Scambusters, and of course this is sponsored by Surf Easy. So here's the song that Joe made when he didn't have to do any less than 24 hours.
Scambusters!
Yeah, we're not doing Extend the Play tonight. We're not getting the full 5 minutes that song deserves.
Yes.
But, yeah, Scambusters. Now, well, last week we've been dealing with Ann Jackson. We've been dealing with her for quite some time.
Yes.
We're trying to figure out, I think we have kind of figured it out at this point.
Mm.
Well, we haven't figured it out. The question is she actually actively helping scammers?
Right.
Or is she a scam victim?
Well, you should qualify that by saying, is she actively helping scammers knowingly?
Yes. Is she knowingly feeding
yes.
people to scammers? And as we recall, it was either last week or the week before, she said that she was going to be recruiting some women to hook up with one of her military friends, who, of course, is a scammer. Going to be sending some of her female friends to him because he's looking for marriage. And who else? And when you're an American soldier, who else would you go to for marriage than a Japanese woman living in Japan?
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah. And, of course, last week, Anne told us how she felt things should be run and how the authorities need to do certain things to better explain. And she had some valid points and some points that were not as valid. So we'll pick.
That's a nice way to put it.
So a lot of the people have swung their opinion on this. A lot of people think that she's a victim and doesn't know what she's doing. Mm. Of course, this is a woman that a lot of people, before we got involved, and actually before it was brought to our attention, was held in great high esteem, and then she kind of plummeted down, and they asked us to look into it. So that's what we're doing. So this is the conversation. I have that sound effect if you want. So this is the conversation I had with her February 15th. Mr. Davin, which is the way I would like you both to address.
I knew that was coming. Second I heard
now
that.
Now we're going to address it with another Asian name. Fuck you.
Okay.
Sensei Rosenblatt just doesn't roll off the tongue.
I didn't ask
way
for sensei. I asked for mister.
Oh, okay.
I am a mister, sister. The truth I must expose. Well, thank goodness.
Something is being exposed in front of
about
us.
About time.
What happened to me and what I see through. So this is her perspective. I do not read your mails because I'm so busy and tired. So I send these emails and I merely amuse myself.
Wait a minute.
It's like when I tell you.
That? I thought you were used to getting that from me and Joe.
Joe, make sure you forward Pippa the thing in accent. Oh, yeah, get right on it next week.
Oh, damn.
Guilty as charged.
Have you been working with Ann Jackson?
No.
No, because I would be coming up with reasons I didn't get to it. Instead
That's
of,
true.
Instead of saying I screwed up.
No, the FBI told you not to do that, Joe. She goes, I'll read it, and when I have time, I CC to these. Remember, I've told her not to put these people, these scammers, don't let them know all of our emails. She goes, I CC to those effing people, except she didn't say effing, people, because they do not take the responsibility or reply to the real victims. I am not sure if they reply to the victims. So she doesn't know if they're helping the victims.
Right.
The funds in UK, my true case. Then she gives me a link of a YouTube video which she created in which she called them all scammers. That was it. She called them all scammers and their emails, addresses, and put this, don't send money to these people. Your IC3 Browns, your Parker Greens, your James.
She said not to send money to them.
Yeah. So that's good.
That's good.
So this is what she writes. Soldier Miller sent message to me, and he told me that the funds were released to Jennifer, Soldier Green's daughter. Why they have different names, I don't know. Jennifer went to the bank to see the funds to be released to her, and she told me that the bank would release the funds to her if the bank account is reactivated, so she told me to send her money. So apparently this 19-year-old girl of this soldier is doing Ann Jackson's banking for her.
Oh, that's nice.
After paying the fees to reactivate the account. Now, do you guys know, are there ever fees to reactivate an account?
A bank account? Yeah. You know, the way banks are raping people these days, I wouldn't be shocked. But I've never seen it.
Yeah, I'm banks pull fast ones.
Yeah.
Try to screw you over.
Well, then you agree with Ann.
Yeah.
The benefit of the doubt is there.
The bank asked the fees for stamp duty. This is what Jennifer told me. She told me everything is in order. The bank asked the fees for the stamp duty, which is $1,250. That's quite the fee.
Now that's,
U.S.
That's a problem. That's a problem. Yeah. Basically, if the fee was, let's say,
$50.
$50.
Yes.
$25. The benefit of
the doubt. Yeah, $25.
Yeah, I mean, like, bank fees are usually, like, even if they were crazy and they said $100, and you better raise your little ears up at that, but it's like,
$1,250. What was it, Dav? $1,250?
$1,250 US.
Yeah. To reactivate an account?
That's
bullshit.
Open a new account. Who would do this?
Ann.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, for clarifying.
Thank you.
She continues. When I asked her, what I asked her is to confirm details with the bank. Mm-hmm. She told me that the bank would release the funds to her after paying the fees for the stamp duty. I asked her if there's another payment. I cannot afford to pay for the fees anymore because I want to help the victim. She did not confirm this. So you got to ask yourself, why are you having this girl handling your bank account? You've never met this person. Why is she doing your banking? I mean, we've known each other forever. I've never asked her to do my banking.
Did she sent the money?
Yeah, Joe.
And how much tally do you think she's in?
We'll get to that later on.
Okay.
We'll get there.
All right, it's fine.
A long and winding road.
That's fine.
Can I have your PIN number?
Absolutely. 8675 huddle a huddle a hoo. This is her excuse after she told me she did confirm with the bank, RBS, which is a real bank. After paying for the stamp duty fee, she asked me to pay for the tax for the 2014 taxes. I did ask her if she did confirm with the bank. She said yes. And the bank teller does not know there is another payment called 2014, which is $950.
Oh,
and she named the bank. Mm-hmm. RBS, maybe that's the Royal Bank of Scotland, I'm thinking.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. I think you should just drop the R.
No, why don't you call the Royal... Yeah, right. There you go.
Atta girl.
As a girl.
Thanks for the pat on the back.
Pip had her moment, and then Joe had to give her like the little patronizing pat on the head.
Like,
you stole her thunder. You are a douche.
No, I didn't say it like that.
No,
you did.
It was but nice.
No, no, wrong, it was wrong, wrong, wrong. Was
jokes
not.
Have died.
No. But why can't yes. she? Why wouldn't you call the bank and ask them, what are the fees for this? What are the fees for that?
Really?
I don't know.
But it's you can't make videos. You can't say you're an expert on something. You can't say where something so much so as that way you get a $1,250 fee followed up by a $900 fee. First thing you do is go, I'm not believing this woman. I'm calling the bank myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
She goes, I do not pay for it anymore. She asked me to send the money to her for the 2014 taxes. This is happening in 2013, so I don't really understand. After paying some fees for the tax 2014, she suddenly disappeared. I sent mail to her asking what is going on. She told me she got hit by a car and she lost the money.
Sorry. I'm just picturing
that a tragedy happened to a young girl and you two vultures just jump right on this and not even laugh. Guffaw. What pieces of dreck. Human garbage you two are. How dare you?
Can't even deny it. Joe, did you not get a picture of this girl walking across the street carrying this bundle of money? Boom! And the
street
money goes flying up in the air. Thank you!
I'm sure it was in a brown bag with a dollar sign on the back.
I got hit by a car and lost the
money. Lost the money. Boom. Wow, dollars. Yeah, what did they say? It's raining. Dollars or something?
Think about it, that this Ann Jackson is so gullible that this girl could come with such a bullshit excuse. And, well, you wouldn't even think of, oh, I wouldn't even think of saying that. No, she did.
Yeah. Stupid.
She goes, and she lost the money I sent her, but she kept the money that her friend gave her. Well, that's good.
Isn't that sweet?
It was in a different bank.
And safe from motor vehicles.
Here are the conclusions.
We haven't drawn them already?
We have.
Yeah.
It is not shit. First, number one, they're numbered. I'll tell you what, she don't know shit, but she's very organized. She could be hired as a secretary. I shouldn't say she doesn't know shit. It appears that she doesn't know shit.
Yes.
Allegedly, she doesn't know shit.
Yeah, that's a nice way to cover it.
Sure.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. She goes, it's not easy to get the funds out because the bank also will scam the people saying the funds will release to you. Again, she's got this thing, the bank. Everybody's trying to screw you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I paid the fees, but the bank asked me to pay for another payment. It is never ending.
Of course it's not! You're being scammed, stupid! Call the bank! Call the fucking bank!
Jennifer is 19, and the way she did it is like a scammer.
You think?
That's odd.
I just woke up.
I cannot...
Nice nap?
Weeky, weeky. I cannot believe she told me she did confirm it. Then she said the bank teller's mistake. So they're either trying to screw you or they're incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
Much like this show. Brown Cotton and Soldier Miller. Brown Cotton's the FBI. And Soldier Miller is the U.S. Army. He's got a lot of free time on his hands. Lies saying that I made Jennifer go to Scotland. I got info from them. They are liars, and they never take responsibility for what they said.
What about Jennifer?
I don't know.
Even you're perplexed.
This is like, oh, whatever at this point.
I'm not even close to being done with this, unfortunately. She goes, if you do not have enough money, please do not open the case file. Even Interpol and FBI freeze the criminals' bank accounts. I don't know how the Interpol and FBI can just freeze criminals' bank accounts.
They pay $1,250.
No, thank you. Thank
like
you,
that. Snap of the fingers.
They will inform you that they bust the criminals and they want to send money back to you, but you need to pay for another fees called funds transfer.
Well, of course you do.
Whereas Western Union calls it cost of business.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, these funds are granted by the government after the high court judgment. Again, we don't know what government. We don't know what high court.
Yeah.
They will open the non-residential bank account.
Oh, what's that crap?
I guess because you don't live there and the funds are someplace else, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
Then they will inform the victims to pay the fees for funds transfer, which is about 5 to 10% from the total amount you lose. So you lost money. We're going to take a little bit of that. After this, I do not know if there is another payment.
Another payment.
Don't worry. There will be.
Yeah,
you know
yes.
what?
In her,
rest easy.
In her head, I guess it all makes sense.
I guess.
She goes, what I see through is that Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr do not take any responsibility after one victim paid the fees for opening the case file. She was not able to pay the fees for the funds transfer. I am not sure if Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr contacted the victims again. Oh, I'm sure there was contact. She goes, I have one question in mind. Brown, Cotton, and Everett Bohr asked the victims to send details to them, the scammers, mail address, and how much they lose. Do Brown, Cotton, and Everett Bohr really help the victims? If the victims cannot pay for the fees, will they help the victims? Well, now at least she's asking a logical question.
Yeah, that was actually a good one.
Welcome to the game, Ann. See how long you stick around.
But why is she asking questions she should be asking herself?
I know.
I think she's thinking out loud and wants me to ask these questions. I think she thinks she's uncovering this mystery.
She should be thinking, why aren't I calling the Royal Bank of Scotland and start questioning them on these fees that I'm being told I have to pay?
Exorbitant fees.
And when the Royal Bank of Scotland
fees.
Goes, you're being screwed less, then she may get a change of heart here.
That was nice.
She goes, I'm waiting for the result for my UK funds. I paid over $1,500 for this stupid funds.
Yeah, you did?
I don't think it's the funds. I don't think it's the funds that are stupid. But anyway,
yeah.
She goes, I did not see anything. Brown, Cotton threatened me, and Eric Bohr does not reply, so I made the video. The video that I was telling you guys about. It's on YouTube. Of course, I will post them everywhere. I also want to submit it to Interpol and FBI again. Even they helped me before, and there was no result. I do not see the funds, but only fucking idiot documents. Well, yeah, that's what scammers do.
Yeah.
They send you documents that appear real. You never get the funds.
Of course not.
You get paper. Which, you know, money is made out of paper, just not the type you need.
It's not got the right presence on it.
We touched on this before. There was a couple of things when I was joining that so-called band, okay?
Well, I think they're a band, Joe.
Well,
you just happen to be a victim.
Yes, a victim, right?
Yes.
But when I was, you know, naming things, like, well, this is that, Davin would go and research it.
Yeah.
You know, while they're saying it, while I research, if they're naming institutions and they're naming fee. You're so intuitive to all this other stuff. Why aren't you looking at blatant stuff?
Yeah.
The You're Royal, right.
You know, RBS is looking for, this sounds fishy. Instead of asking Jennifer, call the bank.
I think that there's a little voice inside people, I'll say particularly women, that.
Ah, women, you bitches.
I know. No, but that think that, it wouldn't be nice for me to go and, like, ask after they said it. So
I think it might be her being afraid to face the cold reality that she's being scammed again, and she has this faint glimmer of hope that this is all true. And I think that if she does reach out and find out from these,
no, it's a very real hope that this is, and this is what victims have.
Yeah.
This is why it's called a reload scam, because these are desperate people where chances are you're not going to get satisfaction. From your government, whether it be the FBI or whatever country you live in, chances are you're not going to get the funds back. Some people do, but the vast majority don't. So these are desperate people. So you're waving that carrot, the hope.
Yeah. And well, you know, Strawberry in the chat says, you have to research it for yourself. And Ann says, this is the same as people clicking on links without going to the official page of something.
I know,
I see what you're saying. Like, there's some redirect, some sneaky hacker redirect.
Yes,
and you go to a site that looks like the site that you're looking for. But you notice also that it's not secure. It doesn't have the little lock and everything.
Right.
So you're
and
giving
people, and people fall prey to that.
Yeah, you give up your whole world to that site.
We've discussed
wasn't
that.
Real.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. She goes, I am mad. I am telling the truth. Now, remember, this is somebody that was held up as somebody who knew what she was doing, and now she has some people in the anti-scam community who are accusing her of things. So I understand her being mad.
Yes.
I understand her saying I'm telling the truth.
Yes.
She goes, I post them on anti-scam site, and I also ask the anti-scam sites to post them too.
Yes.
I really don't know how that was received. I did see some things, not on the Facebook sites, on some websites that I believe are hers, but
Now a lot of the anti-scam sites, I don't know if they're contacting her, saying the same things we are. Have you researched this? Have you looked at this?
Yeah.
Some people tried to warn her before we got involved.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how receptive. There was at least one,
right,
who tried. I don't know how receptive she was. It appears I have gotten further than most with her. But, yeah, there were some people who, like, tried to go, like, woman, what are you doing here? This isn't right. But, you know, she's kind of stubborn. Kind of thinks she knows. We've discussed this before. She has this hubris about her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where she, this pride, where she thinks she's right and the authorities are idiots and the government's idiots and the bank's idiots and these anti-scammers are idiots. Everybody's an idiot but her.
Mr. Helix is always sad.
Get me out of this marriage. What do I win?
Get these cats off of me.
Yes.
And besides that, he said that if you notice that well, they're idiots, and that one's an idiot, and my ex is an idiot, and
he
my
works
boss
on our
is
show
an
too?
Idiot. Yeah.
He's right. And, Mr. Helix is absolutely right.
Well, he's always right. And when he's when you're pointing fingers at everybody, gee, there seems to be a lot of idiots around. What's the common denominator? And it would be you.
You make bad decisions with who you hang out with.
Mm. That?
Not what you were looking for?
No.
When you point one finger at somebody else, three more are pointed back at you.
Well,
unless you're a Simpson.
Well, and now Anne in the chat says, is it just me or guilty or innocent? If I was Aunt Jackson, I would have smashed my computer, and if I were her, I'd just get a job weeding a Zen garden or something.
The problem, Anne, is you're not taking into effect this woman's pride.
Yeah.
There's no closure.
Yeah, right. She's not willing to walk away. A lot of victims are not willing to walk away.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they that's why they get scammed again. At some point, you have to let go.
Yep.
Go, all right, you got me. I'm moving on.
And
she's not there.
You want a lot of situations, you can live with a situation if you get closure.
Yeah, she doesn't have closure. She thinks she's getting closure. She's working.
Trying to get closure.
Yeah. Trying to get it.
In her reality, she's working towards getting that closure, not only for her, but we believe with positive intentions.
Yes.
For other victims.
Sometimes you just don't get the friggin' closure. And
sometimes you get canned.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta pull up your big girl panties and walk
sometimes
away.
Sometimes you gotta pull up stakes and go, yeah. And she's at that point right now, but she's just gonna keep going.
Yeah.
Not gonna do too much with Ann Jackson tonight, so we'll do more of it next week. Because I wanna get to some Belinda stuff, but we'll get a couple more things with this.
Okay.
She goes, if they do not explain every detail to the victims, these people should go to hell forever. Because you don't want to just visit hell.
No, you want to make sure
it's quite the move.
You don't want to pack up all your stuff again. And
you're not weekending in hell.
Fill out those little forms at the post office, forward my mail.
You know what fireproof furniture runs you? Jackass.
And if you're Italian, the plastic's just going to melt. Nope. So you can't take that.
You don't want to be a snowbird with hell. You just want to go.
Yeah, you're there. It's hell.
Snowbird.
You don't winter any place. It's always warm at hell.
It ain't Boca.
Well, if you've been in Boca, it's kind of close to hell.
Point taken.
Where do you winter? Hell. Where do you summer? Hell.
Yeah, hell.
Why would I ever leave? Yeah. Look at this view of the Pitchfork.
Yeah. Anyway. Beautiful riverfront, River Styx. I mean, what more do you want?
So she goes on. River Styx. Nice. Waterfront territory.
Yeah.
Nice. She goes, well, there are probably a lot of real estate agents. Anyway, I'll move on.
I'm sure.
She goes, they are effing. Why am I even saying effing with the amount I've cursed tonight? But still.
Really.
Right.
They are effing idiot. Making lots of mistakes to me cases. I will expose the scandal if they do not take any responsibility. All right, so she's still thinking that their intentions are positive, they're just incompetent. I respond, so let me see if I understand this.
Okay.
You now think they are all liars, because I saw the video, but you want to set up a woman with Jennifer's father, Parker Green. Am I understanding you? And this is why people who are skeptical of Ann Jackson would go, yeah. You have such a low opinion of these people, and you're actively trying to recruit more your friends to go out with them.
It's like, oh, hello, lions. Lions, are you hungry?
Yeah, that's why people would think she's actively doing this. I get that argument.
I understand that.
If she was smart,
well,
and she wanted a safe face, I would go out and I would write a blog. And I would say...
She does that.
Right. But here's the thing. I've been fooled again. And here's how. And tell this whole story.
It's not her. She's never going to say, I was fooled, unless she was going, I was fooled by believing such and such could help me. You know, it's never like, wow, they could... there's always a catch.
Yeah.
It's never, my bad.
Right. It was just like, you know, they were going to help me, but they're so stupid or...
A lot of name calling.
It just seems to a point where you go, but she's not in reality. I mean, if you were in a reality... I mean, we're sitting
here detached
from a situation.
I believe our Anne said last week called her Sybil, which might not be too far off.
Yeah. Our Anne did say that.
But so. If, you know...
See, I listen.
There comes the point.
Wow.
Yeah, right? It comes to a point where you realize, you know what, I made a big mistake, and I've got a safe face. So what you do is you go out, and like I said, you say, I made a big mistake. This is how. Please read my blog, and please don't make the same mistakes I had. You get closure. Maybe you can get the closure.
She does part of that. She outs them as being scammers.
Yeah.
But then she can't go all the way.
But you can't out them at being scammers.
She plays
and then
both
pay,
sides.
Then pay a bank fee.
Well, she paid the bank fee, and then she outed them as being scammers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So should we get to my girl?
Yes.
When we last left, last week, I had broken up with Belinda.
Yeah.
She had wanted to do a chat with me, a video chat with her daughter on her birthday. And, you know, the pressure got to me.
Mm-hmm.
I did the golden rule, and when you're scamming a scammer, you don't break up.
Right.
Now, and I was actually listening to the clips.
I'm glad you brought that up, because basically we had this conversation last week. I go to do the clips October 2nd, 2012. Well, apparently this isn't the first time around the block for this breakup. There was Davin attempted to break up with her once before. That was on.
Well, I didn't say I was breaking up. She got a little panicked.
But she got panicked. If you folks are interested, go on to the Davin's Den website. Go into podcast. Go to October 12th, 2012.
October 2nd.
I beg my mistake. October 2nd, 2012. And October 12th is my wedding anniversary, so I'm trying
another tragedy.
Tragedy. You know, so go into that. And, yeah, apparently this is the second time around.
At least.
Relationship. Yeah.
At least. So, so Belinda was very upset by this. And I said, listen, I can't be with you because I can't give you what you need. I'm not going to have any money. I can't fly to Ghana to be with you. I won't be able to fly you back to Ghana. You wanted somebody that would take care of you. You've told me as much. You deserve a man who can hold you in Ghana. We got to end this.
Yeah.
She did not like that at all. She loves me for me. Or fake me. So, and
shocking.
So the den pen was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This chick is falling.
Yeah.
This might be real. Mm. Joe had two opinions. Either this is a marriage scam, which I raised a couple of months ago,
mm-hmm.
or Joe is coming off. Now, Joe thought she was real when she was fighting with me over blowjobs and fake orgasms. Joe actually said, you know what, this
that
might
rang
be real.
True.
But when she said that she might actually, you know, that she loved me and wanted to make this working, Joe couldn't believe anybody would say that.
No. He's a married man, and you still can't quite believe it.
If you can't go there, I mean, a relationship is a physical thing. If you can't go
there.
Well,
people have long-distance relationships, Joe.
They do.
It can happen. It's hard. Not as many people as have it on the internet.
But if you're in a place where you know, but the fact of the matter is that you'll never go there.
She don't know. I've already been to Ghana in her mind.
Mm.
That's right.
Yeah, but for a relationship, the only other thing I could see is that she's working to get to the States and try to set up shop in the States and then maybe tell you to take a hike maybe
could
a month
happen,
after
but,
she comes in.
Could happen. All right, let's go on, Joe. You skeptic, you. Always and forever. No, stop saying that. Who told you to do this? Pip?
I denounce all knowledge of this.
Settle down, Dr. Thriller. So we shall continue with my girl.
Yes.
Open up, stupid. Not you guys.
I thought you were talking to her.
Yeah, well, that would be something I would say.
Yeah, it would be.
March 22nd, 2013. So I'm writing to her. I go, hey, just your favorite screw up here, dropping you a line. As a token of my sincere apologies for the drama I caused you, I took an impromptu picture for you last night. Remember, she always sends pictures on me. It is not a great picture or anything, but I felt I owed you something. So let me know when you will be able to check your email, and I will send it to you. Now, I always try to make sure I don't give them great pictures in case they want to use it to scam somebody else.
Yeah.
It's a little fuzzy, a little dark, a little bit of me. So, you know, nothing that would be appealing to anybody else.
I took one of those pictures, and it was really crappy.
Yes.
Far away.
Why is there a thumb in the middle of your forehead? We like taking it that way.
Yeah. Give me a thumbs up. We're happy. Right on. Thumbs up.
She goes, hi, Mr. Model.
Oh, cute.
I go, not even close. LOL. How are you? She goes, I'm okay. And you? I go, I'm okay. Didn't see you online today. Thought maybe you were not coming back. What have you been doing today? She goes, I will always be back. It's just a matter of time. I have been busy sewing my mom's dress. It's taken all of my time. Remember, she's a sewer.
Oh, right.
A fashion designer, hopeful.
Where's the socks?
I'm sitting on. What are you going to do? You're going to befoul my socks like you do with your other sock? You will never see my socks, Joe. Never, ever, ever, ever.
Not your socks, you stupid. The socks she's going to send you.
No, I'll let him do it, Davin. That's how we started out. Now I can't break the chain.
I'll crack. I'm breaking to pieces.
Somebody would draw a picture of my pain.
I love the 9 o'clock hour of the show. It's like the slop tower and the chiz. Like, we're on.
It is their witching hour.
It's their witching hour.
We thought you'd never bring us into the equation.
You know the show schedule, stupid.
And the best part is that Davin flexes his hand like he's got a sock on his hand.
I have to keep him
and
separate.
No one can see it.
Well, Jizz sock is the left hand. And
really?
Slop towel is the right hand. Yeah, stupid, aren't you watching?
They just sit there in the green room, 5 to 9, we got to get ready.
No, I just meant overall. I was surprised that the sock was on the left hand, but please continue. What do you do?
Oh, he has a left hand!
I took his own sock off and put it on his hand. Oh, my God.
Got to be authentic. Anyway. And new listeners going, what the F is this?
Oh, yeah. No, he had...
We're adults.
He had a... he booked just in time.
Okay. Anyway. She goes, I'll always be back. Just a matter of time. I've been busy sewing. Okay. I go, is this your first time online today? She goes, chatting with you, you mean? I go, no, just in general. I do not assume I take all your time, LOL. She goes, not really. I was online on my local profile for a couple of minutes.
Hustling up some bucks.
Well, remember, I'm relegated to this Facebook profile where I'm just the other friend. Remember, I know she's got another profile.
And she was saying she didn't.
Probably with a bunch of pals.
What?
Probably with a bunch of pals.
Yeah, Mom. Remember, I asked about this. I go, you remembered your password? She goes, I changed it yesterday when we couldn't VidChat. Yes, this is the international profile, LOL. I go, oh, so you figured it out. Cool. I go, that page is for brown people, and this page is for your one white friend. Nice job of segregation, LOL.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
And I didn't even know we'd be talking about it a year later with Donald Sterling. she goes, yeah, you can send my picture tomorrow. I go, what do you mean? What do you mean, yeah, racist? You're going to the cafe tomorrow? She goes, I'm no racist. Maybe I might go. I go, sure you are. You keep me by myself, so I do not infect the pretty brown people. See, I don't like being by myself. I want, because I can do more recon.
Yeah.
If I'm with the other people.
Right.
Ah.
Yeah, no, that's smart.
Yeah.
Ah.
She goes, LOL, is my consolation picture ready? Who took it for you? I go, a comic. I go, yes, your consolation picture is ready. It is not my best photo, but screw it. You want to be with me, so you get me for all of my ugliness. What a dumb girl you are, LOL.
This isn't the picture that I took.
It might be.
Oh, okay.
But the words sound like his vows.
You were there. You both were.
Yes.
She goes, well, I guess that's why I am with you. I go, clearly. She laughs. I go, I just looked at the picture. Man, I think I could have had a better looking one. Maybe Photoshop or something. Quick, let me put Julie Love's head on my body.
Oh, snap! I can't believe you said that. That's great.
Because remember, she was posing as Julie Love.
Yeah.
I go, I'm sending it now.
Now, you got balls. Cause
Yes, I do.
Because you're in this, you're trying to make, anytime you're trying to, you have a fight or whatever, you're trying to keep the relationship going.
Yeah.
The last thing you want to do is put a dick move in the middle of it.
I know. I know, but he just can't help himself.
You could never do something like that in real life. You would never in that situation.
Well, you would not still be married if you did this all the time.
Yeah, she ain't putting up with that shit.
No.
Not that wife, a different one, maybe.
Yeah, not this wife,
no. I think there were other more domestic women that I would have been with that possibly would put up with that shit.
Yeah,
my one. Oh, women's libs, I'm so smart. Ugh, I get it. Get your orange shirt, go out with the Met fans, go away.
Oh, man.
All right, I go, quick, let me put Julie Love's head on my body. I'm sending it now. Will I get my bikini pic? Remember, I want the bikini pic.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm still a little mad at you. I go, understandable. Can't say
after
I blame
that
you.
Crack, yeah.
Yeah. She's just like, dick.
I said, you wish to discuss it? She goes, not really. I don't think you will intentionally do that to me. I guess it was beyond your control. But I still felt bad. My surprise was spoiled. Anyway, as time goes on, I'll get over it. Okay, we shouldn't cry over spilt milk.
Okay. That was her saying that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I go, well, don't be mad at me for this surprise. I felt bad enough, and it was not my control. It is my situation, which led me to react the way I did. My terribleness grew from my feelings for you, if that makes sense. What can I do to make you feel better?
Oh, great. I love you so much. I'm a monster.
She goes, don't have anything against you, but what do you think you can do to make me feel better? It's up to you. That's what she says.
Uh-oh.
Right, stop right there.
All right.
All right.
Segue.
All right, girl in the car with meatloaf, I will.
Now.
Stop right there.
Oh!
Da, 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 da.
Nice.
Now she's starting to sound like a woman that's putting through the script. What are you going to do for me to make it better?
She said it's up to me.
I said to her,
what can I do to make it better?
I thought it was a segue into sexy talk.
I said,
I'm mad at you for stopping.
I said, what can I do to make you feel better? And she said, well, it's up to you. I go, I was hoping the picture would help. I go, I can write an impromptu poem for you, stating my love, even though I am no poet.
Look at your own side of the street, Chief.
I had no street until it was me. No. You were homeless. You were streetless.
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 Streetless in Wonkonkoma. I go, I can talk dirty to you. I can tell you terrible jokes. What would you like? If we were together after...
You had two choices.
This is what you get.
I go, if we were together after our vid chat, I think that would be a good time to see Kasia. That's the daughter. If our relationship goes off the tracks, I do not think it is fair to Kasia to see us fighting or you hurt.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Yeah, it does.
Or me crying, for that matter. As for the vid chat, I kind of just want to enjoy you next week. I do not wish to fight with you or you get mad at me. I just want to love you. And then we can tackle the next obstacle. Does that make sense? See, I'm giving her...
Well, you're kind of... You're really being the sweet fake Davin.
Sure.
To lure her into doing it again.
I go, are you there? How can I cheer you? She goes, yeah, it makes sense. Think is fair for both of us.
Where have you been? I'm trying to scrounge up a kid.
It would have to be the same one that was in the picture, sure.
Trucker Tom is saying, what have you done for me lately?
And just that voice, Pip? I hope Tom's sashaying in his cab just the way you were.
I'm sorry, Tom. I heard you as Janet Jackson.
We all do.
Cab stuffed with prizes.
I think Tom just had a nipple slip. Ugh. I go, okay, so in 2 weeks we have the big discussion. You and me and nobody else. Until then, I will try to do better and not piss you off. So how can I cheer you? She goes, I think after we have finished talking here, write me an interesting story. Not too long and not too short. That I will read and fall asleep. A bedtime story is what I need to cheer me up. And yeah, the picture helps.
Wow, so now she's...
She's got writing assignments.
Yeah, she's got writing assignments.
Who the fuck she think she is?
She is your gal.
She is! A chick that understands me. I go, well, you've not seen the picture. It could scare you. And then I go, a bedtime story. Girl, I write porn and tell jokes about penises and vaginas. And vaginas? Vaginas.
Should have her write next week's blog.
Sure.
Put her on blog duty.
Penises and vaginas.
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 Vaginas. Vaginas.
It's
when you're really cold. A vaginas.
I didn't like them so much when Phil Collins took over.
Genesis.
Ah.
Now, even though I spelled it out, you're not getting credit on that. Hope's up, sweetheart.
I know.
She lives for Joe's approval. Mm-hmm. I go, Laura, this is going to be tough. How will you read it if you've signed off? She goes, that will be the last thing I read before I go to bed. Why are we going to wait for 2 weeks before we have the discussion? What will you be doing this week and next week? She's ready to go.
Yeah.
Doesn't she know Joe's skeptical? Who does she think she is? Being the fly in Joe's little bitter ointment.
Yeah, you tell that son of a bitch we're in love.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
I go, this week is almost over. I'll be around next week, working a lot, but around. Those were the good old days. 2013.
There we go.
I go, I just wanted a week of peace and love. Maybe a little romance and some sweet things. This is the second time you've asked me to make you a bedtime story. You're like a little girl. She goes, okay, I thought we could have had it so we know what our fate is. But I guess your reason is tangible enough.
Whoa.
She wants this talk.
Yeah, she does.
I just treat you now. I got to write a fucking story. There's enough to do.
And she goes, I like being a little girl. It makes me feel small. I go, let's take it day by day. I want to resolve it. I just hate fighting with you and hurting you. It kills me to cause you pain. I go, are you large? Why would I ask her that?
What? You know, well, she said, I feel like a little small. Yeah. Why? Are you large?
Yeah, just
yes,
read
I am
bad.
A giantess.
Reads bad.
Yeah, it does.
It reads bad.
Are you large? She goes, okay, I don't really get what you mean by that, but I am small.
Boy, that's stuck on both continents. All right.
That's a long distance. Yes.
Yes.
No matter, continents are going really.
No matter where that joke wound up, it stuck.
Sometimes you don't come with your A stuff.
Yeah.
She goes, how tall are you? She goes, 5'7". I go, cool. I'm working on your story. Can I just tell you I suck at this, LOL? She laughs. She goes, that's what it takes to cheer me up. She asks how tall I am. I go, about the same, not very tall. Remind me not to piss you off. Your short story, my lady. Here's the little story. In a faraway land, again, I'm writing this fucking spur of the moment, so.
Okay, so we're not allowed to laugh at you?
No, you can laugh. It sucks, but, you know, whatever. But it's not like Joe when Joe wrote his poetry and it was an email and he could, you know, backspace it. Oh, this sucks. And then, you know, really ham it up to you.
No, dude, that was fucking James Joyce.
Yeah. So here's the story. In a faraway land where few people ever visited, there lived a beautiful maiden named Belinda. Belinda was a very beautiful maiden with skin the color of the sweetest candy bars and eyes that could see through the hardest souls. There was no electricity where Belinda lived. Her only light was that which was provided from her smile. Belinda grew lonely, so she would send out little tiny thought bubbles to find her soulmate. These bubbles would travel great distances to many worlds.
The slop towel wants to know if we can mop this story up.
Be respectful, stupid! Or I won't fit you like a
That's glove. The You did the wrong voice.
No! He's on a break!
Wait here, stupid! Leave me alone! How dare you!
You have to watch the hands. That's the kid.
Consistent. Anyway. You're interrupting his art!
All right, go. Continue.
A little respect!
What's that guy, the name of that comedian with all the puppets? Like
Jeff
Ahmed
Dunham?
And stuff. Jeff Dunham. Yeah. This is the disturbing Jeff Dunham hour.
What she gets signed with the towel and the sock.
Like, yeah, right?
Well, actually, I've been talking to management, and that's the part of the show they love.
Yeah. Awesome.
They don't see a role for you guys, as they feel I can man all three positions.
That's right!
They'll bring in somebody else to play Joe's, the maker of the jizz, for the jizz.
Oh, the make, the
yeah, Joe's
maker
being outsourced
of
to
the
India.
Jizz.
Put your hand in there. Live it up.
God.
All right, so her only light was that which was provided from her smile. Belinda grew lonely, so she would send out little tiny thought bubbles to find her soulmate. These bubbles would travel great distances to many worlds. Sadly, no bubbles ever came back to Belinda. One day, a big wind blew across Belinda's land, and from out of the sky landed
like a fart, too.
Sorry, I
this
thought
is
fart.
Damn good for spur of the moment.
I thought fart, too.
Why would
you both
you?
Stink.
Ah, yes.
One day, a big wind blew across Belinda's land, and from out of the sky landed a goofy person named Mr. Model.
Mr. Model.
He was weird and talked funny. He was nothing like what Belinda had ever seen before. Mr. Model was scared of this new place. It was so different and so far from home. Still, he knew instantly he liked this Belinda. He knew somehow she was different. Belinda took Mr. Model to the home. Belinda took Mr. Model home to her hut and fed him some homemade Lulu.
Because remember,
she was making a Lulu.
She was making the foo-foo, so now we got the Lulu. And P.U.
It was foo-foo.
It was
going Mother Goose.
It was yummy. Mr. Model filled on the Lulu and was very appreciative of what this nice person had done for him. Mr. Model had a special power. He could grant every new person he met one wish. He told Belinda this special gift and asked Belinda if she would like to make a wish. Belinda had so many things she wanted, she could not choose. She thought all night and the whole next day. Finally, she said, Mr. Model, I wish, and then I put, you get to fill it in.
Oh, I wish I had a laptop from Malmart.
Really, I get no credit from you guys for coming up. But I'm fucking talking to her and I come up with this shit. No credit.
No, it's nice.
Tough room.
No, it's nice.
I mean, you know.
Oh, sorry, and Joe. There's no leeches on my arm. I apologize.
Trucker Tom says she is really a he.
No, I don't think so from this.
Sounds like the letter my Christmas elf has to read when we do a gig together.
I could talk to Joe.
You actually could, yeah. You're my Christmas elf. Fix your wings, stupid. The kids are coming.
She goes, okay, but we should be ourselves and flow naturally.
Where'd she get that? What?
I don't know. I can't read it now, as per your request. If you did read it by the time you get to this point, shame on you. I yell at her. I go, I think my flow will be much better by not pissing you off, smiley face, but I'm sure somehow I will, winky. She laughs. How is my bedtime story coming along? I go, I sent it to you. It's up above. I go, I think I'm better writing it.
You pissed at us because we don't like the story. Jesus Christ, you sent it to her. How's the story card? It's done, stupid.
I know. How's the story card along?
And we got our ass nibbled on. I know.
She's not supposed to read it. She knows.
Right.
She listens. I go, I think I am better at writing smut, but I'll try anything for you. She goes, I hope it is good, else I don't want it, and I will cry. She gives me cries. I go, well, damn, woman, you're going to cry if I suck at something I have never done before? You better hope I do not hold you to the same standard. Remember,
yeah, really.
We're talking about her now never giving blowjobs and having multiple orgasms.
I know, and writing porn about pastries.
Yes.
The white sheets.
Yeah.
She laughs. She goes, I'll try so you don't. I hope you like the quick little story. I hope it puts a smile on your face and maybe some forgiveness in your heart. She goes, I've forgiven you already. Just wanted you to do something different for a change. I really hope it can make me sleep.
Have you heard our show? Yeah.
I go, well, to make you sleep, it would have to have been long and boring. For that, I should send you my comedy act. Thank you. See, Joe, I don't need you. I can handle me myself. I go, it is short, sweet, and incomplete. I will write more for you as the days pass. It is meant to put a smile on your lips before you close your eyes. Who are your family in Denmark?
What? What?
Wow.
What?
She has family in Denmark.
Do we miss something?
I'm sorry.
I don't remember either.
Was there a non-sequitur?
A while ago. Right. She goes, my auntie and her kids live there. I go, you are close with them, right? She goes, not really. I go, now I'm confused. You told me you were close to your family in Denmark. This all makes it so hard to get to know you.
Here he goes.
She goes, I'm close to them, but only when they come to Ghana once in a while. That's it. I go, okay. I'm not going to pursue this. Usually I would press, but I have no stomach for it today.
Is she thinking proximity means close?
Maybe.
I am close to them when they stand near me, but when they are in Denmark, I am not close to them.
I never thought of it like that. She goes, you can ask if you want. It's only fair that you know. It's fine by me. I go, it's just frustrating because you said you had family that you were close with in Denmark, and then you just say no. Then you just say yes. It is what it is, I guess. I just wish knowing you wasn't always a puzzle. She goes, here is what it is. I have family in Denmark who I'm close with when they come to Ghana. We don't really communicate when they are away. Knowing me shouldn't be a puzzle. Again, this goes right to the real.
Okay,
in
that
my
was
mind.
Pretty reasonable. Tom is ashamed of Joe and I because we don't remember the Danish family.
But I was thinking, but I'm sure Chuck, as I was saying this, I'm sure Tom knows.
I know. Well, we were talking before about, you know, the lightning round was about trivia for the show. I said, he knows the show better than we do.
Really? Tom is the official Davidson archivist.
Yes. He is.
Then he could do the clips. He could do some work around my house.
I go, okay, I accept that. It appears my government is interested in my side work of bringing down scammers.
Huh.
She goes, well, that's good to know. I go, maybe, maybe not. That means they know everything about me, including us. It also means they want me to help them to bring down some scamming rings. Some have ties to the USA and, of course, Africa. Babe, I know you have scamming friends. If they are still scamming, you need to tell them to stop because some bad stuff is coming down. Now that the FBI is aware of me, I really need to be careful of what I say.
Didn't you try a tactic just like this once before?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
When they were in Denmark.
No, I'm thinking that I seem to remember that you said something like, now you have friends who are scammers.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
That tactic. But now I'm bringing in the FBI.
Right.
Now I'm bringing in, you know, this former porn writer. He's working with the FBI.
Okay.
But why the hell not?
It sounded really familiar, you saying, you know, I know you know people. And I thought that was really clever because it's like, oh, okay, you know what? Shutting down more than just her.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or trying.
Here's an acid. This is pretty much an acid test right here. All right. If she's legitimately a scammer,
mm-hmm.
All right, bring in the FBI, you know, I'd be like, all right, I got to go. See you, goodbye, never come back.
Yeah.
You know?
I would hate to think it ended on that, Joe.
On that note?
But you're
putting... We just made up.
Yeah.
I understand.
I wrote a story.
You purposely threw that in the mix right there,
yes,
which could... She can go.
You're really not supposed to do this when you're scamming a scammer, by the way.
No.
You're not supposed to try to end this shit. But I just keep on pushing her because I want to learn.
Yeah.
I go, there's a thin line between helping them and protecting you. And if you're still scamming, please stop for your own good. You there?
Oh, wow.
Well, you see that cartoon smoke that would have been running. You know?
Line. Pert line.
She goes, okay, I hear you, but I don't have scamming friends. And if others are doing it, that doesn't mean I know people who are. The government should bring them down. And by that, it will make them stop that bad practice.
Is she fucking kidding me right now?
Don't hurt yourself. Don't sprain your ankle backpedaling, dearie.
Oh, my God. What? What?
I wonder what I will say.
Okay.
I'm sure I will handle that well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I go, well... Mavis was a scammer, and you told me a friend gave you the Julie Love pictures.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight with you about it. I was just letting you know is all. I thought I owed that to you.
That's incredible.
I've planted another thing for her to think about.
Yeah.
Maybe this guy does now have FBI. Because remember, she used to have to worry. She had to fess up to me because I knew these killers.
Right.
From the porn company I worked for. These assassins.
Yes.
And I know black magic, so she can't fucking... And she believes in black magic, so she can't cross me that way. I am a dangerous hombre. She goes, thanks for letting me know. I go, no problem. Please don't think I was accusing. She goes,
thanks for the pro tip.
She goes, it's fine. Can't accuse me for something I'm not doing. Thanks for letting me know anyway. I go, no problem. I go, hey, there's a fake page linked to Ishmael. That's her cousin. I think it was created by the ones that have you and Mavis linked. She goes, don't get you. How is it linked to Ishmael? I go, his name? Ishmael Abbey.
Yeah.
His name. His name.
A picture of somebody else who is not him. White guy used by other scammers, which is true. With similar details like the other pages. It's hard to explain.
It's hard to explain, except it's so obvious.
There's a difference between you and Anne. You're like, really? Anne would be like, oh, that's nice. You got a new page. let me friend request him.
Maybe we can collaborate.
Yeah.
Let me like pictures of your dog.
I go, our experience has motivated to protect people and fight these crimes. If they stole Ishmael's ID, then he is a victim. Let's leave it there, okay? She goes, no. What name are they using? Wow, this is strange. I go, Ishmael Abbey. She goes, tell me what you found out about it. I want to know. I go, I know a lot of things, babe. And now the FBI wants me to help them. I have told you what I can tell you. If it is his name that has been stolen, then he has nothing to fear at all from any government. You there? She goes, I don't get this. Why is this happening? I am confused. But how do you know the person using it is not real? And that's not all his. And he is not the only one called
She's
that.
On ropes.
There are many people with that name, but I would have to ask him, is someone trying to mess us up?
Hold on, Mr. Devon, while I shit my pants.
And Agnes is on the ropes.
I go, I know it is a fake profile because the picture being used has been used by known scammers. As I said, it's very similar to the pages linked to you and Mavis. Mm-hmm. As for why is this happening, it was not very long ago where you were on the other side of this. Good people do bad things. Bad people do bad things. You know why it is happening.
Mm.
Now, it was interesting what you did right there because you kind of powdered her ass and then put some more guilt on her.
Very well said, John.
You're a sweet girl. I know you have a heart, and you mean, but I know what you're up to.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like pat you in the back with one hand, slit your throat with the other.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah, nicely done.
Thank you. I go, it's happening to fool Westerners, to take their money or worse. I go, Ishmael has even lied on his own page about what he does and his age. The waters are muddy. I try to sift through them. The more I know, the better it is for you. It helps me guide things to a more favorable place for you and your loved ones. She goes, what did he say he does? And what did he say he does? I guess he... That's what she wrote. I go, we talked about this a while ago. He said he worked as an engineer for a tech company. You got mad when I questioned it. Mm-hmm. It is old news. She goes, and what's his age? I go, are we talking about the real Ishmael or the fake one? She goes, the fake profile is preying... I go, the real profile, the fake one. And then I go, the fake profile is preying on older white women. A very common target. I will do all I can to take them down. She goes, tell me what you know about both. I go, well, you tell me the truth about your Ishmael. She goes, yeah, do that. I guess to take him down. I go, you seem more upset about this than all the fake profiles linked to you.
Yeah.
She goes, what do you want to know? I care about Ishmael. That's why I'm upset with the other profiles. I don't know anything about them. I go, well, if you want me to try and help him, you need to tell me everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is he involved in scamming? It starts very young, and it is a business run by men. Men are the brains, women are the pawns, kind of just reciting lines and the such.
Oh, man!
If he's involved, I need to know so I can throw the FBI off the trail. So I can get the confession.
Nice.
But he would need to stop. If he's a victim, then I will bring it to their attention.
Yes.
It's a can't win for her.
No, it isn't good.
It is a win by just telling you to get lost.
Well, who wants to get rid of me?
No.
If I'm a scammer, yeah. If I'm a scammer and number one, you're on to me and now you're on to Ishmael, you know, because you're going to get called upstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sit down, please. What happened with him? You know, and he's on to this, you know.
Right.
So the best thing to do in the court is just get rid of you.
So if she sticks around through all this, then that would lead you to convince that there's something more here. Yeah.
Something more here, and I'll have to, right at this minute, yeah. as we proceed, there's always twists and turns. But my whole thing is that you're on to Ishmael and you're on to Har. You go up, you know, you're gonna go upstairs and meet with the management and get your ass chewed out. You know,
I go.
Tom, I'm sorry. Tom says it sounds like a Ralph Cramden double talk. I know that you know that I know that you know.
You know that I know that you know that you know that I know that you're a scammer, Norton. You're a scammer.
Well, that's not a sexy voice.
Hey, Ralph, there I said $1,500 to the Royal Bank of Scotland. Give myself some money back.
Norton, I want in. Who's this Ann girl? Cotton Brown, Norton. Cotton Brown.
Nice.
Can't top it, so I'll move on. Joe had his moment, and what a moment it was. Very
yes.
funny. Oh, he's not the. I guess David's not the only one that could do voices.
Thank you, boys.
Take a bow, Joe.
Thank you, Slop Towel. Thank you.
Ridiculous.
He's taking kudos from a Slop Towel.
The honeymooners as scammers. Ugh. You know what? That'd actually be a good skit.
Yeah, he just did it.
That's true. That's why I know it would be good. I'll have to go soon. That'll make the clips in a year and a half. I
again, well, I'm drinking. Thank you.
Made him spin his soda.
Oh, give me the leftovers. No, me. 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 I won oral tonight.
February 2015. That was a funny show. I had a lot of shit here.
Why were they so angry? Yeah.
Don't remember.
We weren't fighting. Hell, we're getting along good.
There were people in Denmark?
I'll have to go soon. I still have a few more minutes. She goes, he's not a scammer, and he's not involved in any of those things. Get the culprits to the government, FBI. Interesting play.
Wow.
She's like, bring it on.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That is very interesting.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
I go, I'm taking a big risk by sharing this with you. Okay, I will. If you know who is behind all the fake profiles linked to you, and Mavis, that would help, as I think it is the same person.
Mm.
She goes, this thing is really making me upset. I go, I understand. Hun, you did the same thing to somebody else. Did you see all the damage this stuff causes? This is big business, and lives get ruined or worse. I mean, when she was posing as Juliana Avalos.
Sure.
She goes, I don't know who is behind it, and I would love to also know. I go, okay, I will do what I can for you. Belinda, if I lay my ass on the line for Ishmael, and you are not being 100% honest about everything with me, I could be killed. Just be honest, and I will work to get to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, suddenly I feel stressed out, I bet.
I'm supposed to lay a bunch of shit on her.
Brahma bullshit. She goes, suddenly I feel stressed out, I feel sick. I can put my head on it. I can put my head on it. He is not a scammer. I swear he's not a scammer.
Okay.
I go, do not. It has been online for a while. I have known about it for a while. It is just now the FBI wants me for whatever reason. Since it was revealed by a pretty brown lady that I was fooled, I've been working on this stuff.
Oh.
She goes, then I go, never? Even you were a scammer at one point. Did he try it? I have assassins on one hand and the FBI on the other. I guess this is all getting very real very quickly.
Oh.
She goes, it has always been real, but I know for sure he's not a scammer. That I know. I go, okay, Belinda. I hope for all of us you are correct. If not, I think you may have just written my death certificate.
Oh, damn.
She goes, nothing will happen to you, because that's the truth. I go, well, even if it is the truth, something could happen. I'll keep pushing and see if I can get those profiles off of Facebook. She goes, okay, do that, hon. I'm tired and stressed out. Got to sleep. I go, are you mad at me? I feel terrible, Sam.
No, I'm fucked.
Now we're talking.
And that always makes me tired.
Thank you, Jizzy.
She goes, I feel terrible. She goes, I'm a little mad at you. I also feel sick and tired. I go, what are you mad at me? Why are you mad at me? I go, I didn't put the fake profile up. I'm trying to get it taken down. She goes, I feel accused. I go, I'm not accusing you at all. If I thought you did it, I would just turn your ass over to the FBI and let them handle you.
Wow.
I'm just saying, if you know something, help me help you. If not, then I go forward with what I know. She goes, okay, but I feel blamed anyway, but it's okay. I go, I'm not blaming you. I can't win with you. Fuck it, Belinda. I'm not going to get involved with this. I try to help and it causes a problem with us. I should have just kept my mouth shut and let the chips fall where they may. She goes, just saw the comedy show I told you about. They'll be doing it again on the 1st of April. Remember she told me they're bringing comedy shows?
Yes, who books it?
I go, I thought they'd do it in December. She goes, yeah, maybe they will do it twice. I guess maybe lots of people are asking for it. I go, well, they never got back to me. I am mad at you for being mad at me for this. I feel unappreciated. She goes, okay, I'm sorry. But that was how I felt, hon. I am feeling sleepy. Let's continue tomorrow. I go, fine. Hope you like the story I wrote. Have a nice sleep. She goes, thanks, you too. Thanks. We are out.
Wow.
March 22nd, ladies and gentlemen. Thoughts? Feelings? Joe is deep in thoughts. So he's either very late in the show or...
no, it's a little bit of both, but still. I...
FBI, kids. FB fucking I.
I would get... You're a living pain in the ass.
Yes, but you're still with me. Oh, you're talking about the character.
I mean, you're a living pain in the ass. What's her incentive?
Love!
Even if she was... well, she's a lover. Even if you're a lover, who the hell wants to be a lover? You're a federal case.
I'm trying to help her out. Well, yes, now it is a federal case. Yes! I'm trying to help her out, Joe. I'm being a good boyfriend. For a change.
Well, you know... But you know what? She is not stupid, and she feels that... She feels being, not threatened. What's the word
accused?
I want? She feels being accused.
Because I was.
Yeah, I know. I know. But she's no dope. She's not going, oh, he's trying to be like a good boyfriend. She's like, oh, no, I know that he's busting my balls about it.
But the only thing is, the two things that strike me on this is being on to Ishmael and being on to the FBI, saying that you got the FBI. I mean, if you're a scammer, it's going to affect your job.
Yeah, the cost of doing business with me has just increased exponentially.
Yeah, and
yes.
How do they treat women over there? Are they second-class citizens there?
Yeah, what I understand. All right,
if she screws up...
Well, we're assuming I'm talking to the girl I saw in the picture. And the girl in the video.
But let's say that you are, and under the auspices now that you have, you are. All right? And if it's a scam, if they're scammers, she just screwed up. Number one, this guy would now. Picture you with the scammers. I'm the leader of the scammer ring, and you know, and you're gonna sit down. You got the FBI. This guy's got the FBI.
Yeah,
and plus he's on to Ishmael, and you're still talking to him.
Yeah,
what's the matter with you? Are you a more? And whatever they do, you know. So
remember, I've seen three of them from this syndicate on video.
Yeah,
yeah,
including Ishmael.
Yeah,
yeah. So why would she have so much bravado? Go ahead. Go take a look.
Go to the FBI. I want you to.
And now either they're so elaborate that they run into... And this is just speculation.
They can't be that elaborate now when I know where they live and what their names are and what they look like. I know them now. Because I'd gotten her address before.
Yeah.
I know their names.
Yeah.
I know what they look like.
Yeah.
I've spoken to them. I got their phone number.
They really didn't cover their tracks well enough. With you.
Now well, I think they're learning with me. Or, this has changed. This is like, you know what? We're going to let her have him and, you know, we'll deal with this at the head office.
or maybe sometime in July when we're reading this, Davin, my life is in danger because the FBI closed and Ishmael is out. I need you to bring me to the States. You know, something, you know.
Oh, she's right back there. Why don't you say hello? Don't be rude.
By the bird?
Well, by the bird, yeah.
It's her chirping.
Trucker Tom says they're calling Davin's bluff.
They could be. Mm-hmm. They could be. But is that really a game you want to play? Because every talent I've said I have...
You had.
Even though it's showed away.
It's
been complete BS.
Yes.
I've been able to blow... Oh, you write porn? Yeah, sure. You go, here's a bunch of this shit. Yeah. You do this, you do that.
Yeah, now, Tommy's right because they have called you bluff. And the thing is that, you know, number one is that, you know, he's got all this information, on that. And I go back to how experienced are they in every different situation where they can call his bluff and there might be a new wave of bullshit behind that to throw him off the trail.
I guess we'll just have to come back next week and find out.
Yeah. This is good. Good stopping point.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Let's thank some people for making this show possible. Here we go. Like, I don't know what it is.
What'll it be? I'm wearing my orange. I'm a Yankee team. Yay!
What could it possibly be?
I don't like that voice. It's offensive.
Oh, God.
Shut up, stupid.
Have you read your shirt?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I'm wearing one of my retardation by association t-shirts.
That was funny when you almost fell off your porch before. Perfect shirt to wear. Just saying.
Joe's on fire tonight. Wins God or Lover. Gets me a couple zingers. Well, didn't win God or Lover, but beat May.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Joe, I guess this is your day.
Yeah.
I wonder what next week will bring.
Uh-oh. Joe, that's going to rain down my hell computer. Upon thee.
Joe, I need 15 clips by Thursday.
Yeah, he's like the mean teacher that gives you tons of homework when you smart off.
Next thing I do, I open up the mail, there's poop. Oh, I was kidding.
And it'll be mine.
Oh.
Yeah, really?
At least you didn't bite me. Ugh.
There's still time.
Yeah. All right. Success Martial Arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as your as a family or by yourself. Or not a scamming family, wrong type of family. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Of course, they are in Goshen, New York. My daughter's going to be graduating next week, so that'll be fun. Talk about that.
What belt?
She is going to be a brown belt.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. She's quite lethal.
Wow.
She's a little bit afraid of a... For some reason, she's been great with all the board breaks. She's a little afraid of this board break. She can do it properly, but when she gets right to the board, she stops short.
Hmm.
A little smarter than Daddy. Oh, that's a brick? I have no experience. Sure, I'll smash with hands. What could possibly go wrong?
Hulk curse!
I tell you, as she progresses, when she starts dating, at least you know that she's not going to get in trouble because if that guy makes one move, boy, he's going to lose a limb.
Well, I just have to hope that she perceives it the same things that I perceive being wrong moves.
Lawsuit then.
Maybe.
So go to smacenters.com, smacenters.com. Sometimes you're in the mood for great Italian food, and if you live in Jersey, you're often in the mood for great Italian food.
Always. You
know, Jersey's so Italian. I got to love it. So you go to Francesco's, Woodland Park, New Jersey. Capiche? You talk to owner and chef Frank Giancarelli, because all the food is Italian, and it's made fresh right there with the best ingredients. So you want to bring your family, your friends. It's got like a great feel to it. They got the party room upstairs. It's delicate downstairs. We have a lot of graduations now and communions. Like, Francesco's has the perfect room for that. Like, if you're looking to put 70, 80 people, go right upstairs. You do that. So you go there for lunch or dinner. You go to 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or you give them a call at 973-925-1100. 973-925-1100. Check them out at francescos-restaurant.com. And don't forget to ask them when their next comedy show is. And Frank, call me and let me know.
And they're fun.
Goldberg's, the place where we go before we hit the Midwest.
Yes.
You want kosher-style deli? You want your pastrami, your corned beef? I certainly do.
Goldberg is the gateway to the Midwest.
your brisket.
I just think like McDonald's as Ronald McDonald has going to in-store appearance by the slop towel.
If somebody would come up with the puppet, we could do that. So you go there for your deli, off the hook. So you're there for breakfast. You get a nice egg sandwich. You get one of the cream cheese spreads because they have all the different types of bagels. You're all filled up. You're ready to go. You get your hot, fresh coffee. Great way to start the day. That's what we did when we hit the road. You really can't go wrong with anything. I've never had a bad meal at Goldberg's. Big portions and everything. Nice and zoftic. You'll feel good.
Yeah, that's what you're going to be after you eat all of it.
They're open breakfast, lunch. Then I squeeze into an elevator and make you suffer. I stopped bathing. I'm at the size now. Woman, bring me the daughter. I have an itch.
Oh, man.
Right here, Daddy.
Dive.
Dive. So Goldberg's is, when are they open? I should know this.
They're 6 a.m.
No, that's the weekend. 6 a.m. on the weekend show. You're right.
5:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
No, 5 a.m.
All
right. Monday through Friday. But, yeah, get there early. They're at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York. Their phone number, 845-469-8505. 845-469-8505. As always, you're a veteran or you're a fan of the show, like you guys who are listening are. You mentioned that. You get 10% off.
Mm. Go there on the weekend and pick up a whole bunch of bagels and cream cheese spreads and bring them home. Your family will love you.
Sure.
Lox, too. I like lox. Mm.
I do like lox. Surf Easy. Hey, gave another one away today.
Yeah.
Tom will email me later on. I'll give him the thing.
Real happy family member.
Yeah, sure. Tom's protecting his family. Surf Easy's VPN for your iPhone, Android, or computer is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. Surf Easy wraps all of your data in bank-grade encryption. Real banks. great encryption, preventing hackers, snoops, and even your ISP from spying on your online activities. See, the cool is you can keep on switching your region. Say you want to be in the United States, they give you an ISP somewhere in the United States. You want to be in Brazil, you'll be in Brazil. You want to go back to the United States, you'll have a different ISP.
Nice.
And it's really cool. It's a really cool product. So it also, like I said earlier, it secures your public Wi-Fi hotspots when you're at the hotel.
That's the best part.
For a guy like Tom who travels all the time, that's perfect. You know, he's in the Flying J's and whatnot. You know, he's trying to find himself a lounge lizard. He's searching online. You know, it's good.
I thought you searched the lot. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, well, he's a classy guy. So it also hides your IP address and location and other retractable information from your websites. Like, even like you use Internet Explorer with this, they can't even find you. It's perfect.
Yeah, nice.
So you get to take back control of your online privacy today with a free account or from SurfEasy. So you just go to surfeasy.com. You know, the free account's good. It's like a good starter thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like 500 MB. So if you don't surf too much,
right,
it's good. But if you're online, you're always doing things all the time, then really the package that we gave Tom is great because it's unlimited. It's like
fantastic.
It's $50 for the whole year.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Can't beat that.
No, you can't. SurfEasy.com or favorite app store. Side-splitting Productions for comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, and more. Side-splittingproductions.com. Whatever you need, give us a call. 551-404-3094. Joe, what's going on this week?
I am going to be at Uncle Vinny's tomorrow, Wednesday night, 520 Arnold Avenue. And also Saturday night, Saturday night show, do the late show there. 1-877 Uncle Vin for reservations. Also, the band is playing on Saturday, Race Odyssey. You're going to say, Joe, you can't be in two places at once. No, I can't. This is a rare gig where the fellas are doing the show without me. But please, they're going to be playing at Olives in Nyack, New York. So check them on out, and I will be rejoining the band for our gig later in June.
Very cool. Well, guys, thank you for hanging out. Thank you for dealing with all the tech issues. Thank you to SurfEasy for giving us another great prize. Let's give away to Trucker Tom. The rest of you people, you might want to step up the game because Tom is just running away with shit.
Really? You should listen to us more often so you know stuff.
Yeah. Well, listening to us wouldn't have helped with this game.
No,
being
absolutely
in the car all the time would.
I was thinking trivia, but you know what? It's late.
We
so
didn't even get there.
Never mind.
But yeah, it was a fun show. A lot of anger and hostility.
Which is always fun.
With veiled threats to close the show towards a scammer. Really everything we're looking for in a show.
Yes.
So we'll see you next week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell
no
one.
Either way, please keep on listening.
Good night, folks. Good night. Thanks so much for being with us.